Max Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Johnson Roll-Off Service, and by Service Master, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, the McDonald Area Catholic Schools, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, by Royal Credit Union, Holly Bolby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, your Eau Claire High V, Nicolay Bank, and by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, and by Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO.
Thank you so much, Greg Stewart, Mark Halverson, and Seth Smisky from Bruce High School, and bringing you this contest tonight with Sam Aberle manning the controls back at WOGO. And again, it's 3-0 McDonald against 2-1 Bruce, but this is the conference opener, so now we get going in terms of conference play, Seth. But been a good run for Max since we last saw you.
Yeah, it's been a great run. Had a lot of fun. The boys have had a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun watching them. So last week was a little closer than you like, but still a great game to watch. And right down to the end, we were on our edge of our seats.
Absolutely,
sure.
Yeah. So again, Bruce comes in here 2-1 on the season, having won 36-20 at Alma Center Lincoln, lost to Gilman 50-12, and won at Athens 48-6. So a couple of road wins before they start the conference play against the Max tonight. Meanwhile, McDonald, after taking care of business against Greenwood in the game we had 46-20 August 25th. Of course, a week later, September 1st, falling behind 20-6 at halftime to Thorpe, but coming from behind and outscoring them 24-0 in the second half, winning that 30-20. And last week, the comeback kids is the moniker they're earning because they fell behind 12-0 in the first quarter and come back to win it 27-25, Seth Smisky.
Yeah, well, let's hope we don't have to keep being the comeback kids.
Yeah, that's what Coach Maloney is saying as well. He says he's tried to talk to the guys. Let's get out of the gate early and strong against a very physical and solid Bruce club. So it should be a good one tonight as we get conference play underway. We're so glad you can join us here here on FM 103.1 AM 680 in the live stream at WOGO.com. We'll take a 3-minute timeout and come back with the first of two coaches' conversations, Woody Keeble of Bruce, in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Hi, this is Holly Bobie of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I love seeing my son run out onto Doray beneath those Friday night lights. And it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovie.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
All right. Is this the one? Here we go.
Pre-game show here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. Woody Keeble, the head coach of the Bruce Red Raiders, with us. Coach, coming in 2-1. Conference play gets going tonight.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're going to run into a very, very powerful McDonald football team. But, you know, we're gaining confidence each night with it. Went down to Athens, had a good showing, ran into a buzzsaw with Gilman, but I think everybody's going to find out that they're pretty good. But our whole goal is to get a little bit better, minimize our mistakes, and let the kids play fast and play hard and enjoy a great Thursday night game. Not a Friday, but a Thursday night game. So we're excited about the matchup tonight.
Absolutely. Andrew Frederick, your starting quarterback. He's your leading ground gainer. Tell us about him.
Just a workhorse, you know. He understands the offense. He's runs hard, coachable. Does a great job, but he doesn't do it without our offensive line. And we have a great young offensive line that gets after it. And, you know, proud of all the kids, but he kind of reaps the benefits. But, you know, we don't care who scores. We just want whoever's got the play called. It's their chance to make a big play. And a lot of our kids have answered that bell this year.
And Ronan Garcia and Levi Nyhagen help out as well.
Phenomenal athletes. Ronan's a senior. State qualified wrestler last year, top eight in the state. Came in a little heavier, but really worked out and doing great. Levi is a versatile athlete. I think he had more yards than Andrew last year, as a matter of fact. But we really don't have a number one quarterback. We just run, like I say, we run the plays, and they know how to run them. And kids do a great job, and they're excited about the opportunity tonight.
So do you play two or three quarterbacks?
Then? Three.
Okay, you do? Wow, okay, interesting. All right, so kind of going out of the Wildcat or what?
We basically run our stack, you know. I know McDonald's see the film. We go stack, we go pro with it. You know, eight man, you only have five guys in line, and you know, we have different formations, but we run the same plays out of them, and you know, it's fun. The kids do a good job with it, and you know, we're excited about the opportunity tonight.
What about defending these McDonald kids headed by junior quarterback Grant Smisky?
Phenomenal. They look really good on film. They're big, they're physical, they get after it. Kind of built like we are. We're physical up front, and you know, a lot of times games like this come up to turnovers or who can find a way to move the ball in the game. It should be a good game. I know McDonald's had good tests the last 2 weeks with Thorpe and Owen Withey, and we saw Owen Withey in our scrimmage. So it's a physical football game, but we're excited about it, and McDonald is impressive, though. They're big, and they're running the ball more than they pass it this year, so. Hopefully we'll be ready for both.
For Dawson Moulton. Coach, thanks so much. We wish you the best.
Thank you very much. Right. Thank you.
Woody Keeble, the head coach of Bruce, and we'll come back with Coach Maloney in a moment on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow Compare and Save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald's football.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Max pregame on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. From Bruce tonight, the 3-0 Max, ranked third and eighth player in the state. And, Coach, the comeback hit so far.
Yeah, they have been. And I'm kind of hoping that we kind of knock that off for a little bit. We've been in a hole twice now, so, and against two very, very tough teams. These guys are going to be after us full-heartedly, so we got to be ready to take these guys. And I kind of preached that all week, was to come out with some intensity this week, and let's get a good start here and not get in a hole.
Having said that, I mean, certainly nice wins. I mean, comeback or not, I mean, nice wins both at home and on the road, getting the job done and coming out on the plus side, 3-0 here.
Yeah. I mean, again, these kids are just so resilient. I mean, to come off against a good Thorpe team, you know, down 20-6 at halftime and come back and beat them, hold them to nothing in the second half and win 30-20. Same thing last week. We you know, we spotted them two touchdowns right off the bat. It's 12-0 the end of the first quarter. And, you know, these kids just kept right at it. So, again, you know, we gotta come at these guys right now. This is the first conference game. You know, Bruce is 2-1, so we got to play these guys tough tonight.
Yeah, and finally, you're quoted in the paper, Brandon Berg, as you know, expecting a physical game, maybe more of a defensive game.
Yeah, I mean, this is a run-oriented team. Again, a good thing we're playing Thorpe and Owen Withy because they're all runs all the way. So, you know, we got to come out and play a very, very physical game defensively. Our offense is pretty potent. I'm not real worried about our offense. I know we can put points on the board. So we're kind of challenging the defense to step it up right away tonight.
We're looking forward to it, Coach. We look forward to talking afterwards.
Yes, thanks, Mark.
All right, Coach Maloney, let's have an injury-free and a fine football game here as McDonald on the road against Bruce. We've got it for you coming next on WOGO Sports.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Commerce and Seth Smisky in the press box at Bruce High School. They told me it'd be crowded, but it's fine here. There's elbow room. I've been in tighter, smaller press boxes. Great facility, and they're fired up about their Bruce Red Raiders, and they are dressed in the red uniforms with the white numerals and lettering there, primarily numerals, and your McDonnell Max with their white uniforms with the blue numerals and helmets, and we're getting closer to kickoff, about 7 minutes away. But one of the unique things, Seth Smitsky, about this squad for Bruce, they have not one, not two, but three quarterbacks. Again, that's what Coach Keeble was talking about. So it starts with Andrew Frederick. He's the leading ground gainer at 556 yards. But Ronan Garcia, number 17, has racked up 312, and then Levi Nyhagen, 129, and very few passes. Frederick is 2 for 5. Nyhagen's 2 for 5. Garcia's just 0 for 1. So collectively, they're 4 for 11 through the year. So they like to run the ball.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see how this goes tonight. That's kind of the one area that we have struggled a little bit, is when they spread everybody out and they just run the quarterback. And you know, it's kind of, you got some old linemen, the ends are outside, and they can kind of get you up the middle a little bit. But, you know, hopefully we got a plan for that tonight and, you know, get something figured out here.
It'll be a real test, but obviously for McDonald, Dawson Moulton's numbers are gaudy. You talk about last week and the win, exciting win, come from behind again over Owen Withy. On the road this time, though, 33 carries for 303 yards and three more touchdowns. And the young sophomore now with 66 carries for 515 yards. He's got an average of almost 8 a carry at 7.8 with six touchdowns. How about Dawson Moulton?
Yeah, he's, well, number one, he's fast. If he gets out, he's going. But he's just a tough runner, too, and he just keeps pounding up in there. And then eventually one breaks, and that kind of happened the last two games here. You got one long run each game, so if he just stays with it, I think he'll do great again tonight. Just I hope that we can get our run game established maybe a little sooner here. Past two games it's taken a little bit, but if we can get her going sooner, I think we'll be good to go.
Absolutely. We'll have 4 12-minute quarters, and we're edging ever closer to that. We'll take a 2.5-minute timeout, come back with Seth's Toyson Ford keys to the game in just a moment on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, this is Holly Bobie of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I love seeing my son run out onto Doray beneath those Friday night lights. And it always brings me back. Back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovie.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski back at Bruce High School here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, great to have you aboard for McDonald football, eight-player football, the 3-0 third-ranked eight-player team in the state. It's time now for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Seth Smiski, how about it?
Yeah, it's a great night for football, that's for sure. About perfect temp. Maybe a little warm if you're playing, but it's perfect for me, I think.
Yeah.
I just think tonight the defense, if we gotta be able to stop that quarterback,
whoever it might be, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Frederick or Garcia or Nyhagen,
yep.
Three-headed quarterback. Yeah,
they're gonna spread us out, and we gotta be able to show we can stop it, because they're not. It doesn't look like they're gonna pass on us, just from the amount of passes they've thrown. Mm-hmm. We do really good against the run, you know, when they're handing it off, but you know, we just struggle a little bit when the quarterback takes off with it. If we can establish the run game a little bit earlier tonight, and maybe that'll allow us the passing game to open up too a little bit. So hopefully we can do that. And I just, you know, our linebackers tonight are really going to have to step up. Dan Fritz, Alan Meinen, and our two ends are going to have to really contain tonight. So.
Absolutely. Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Getting ready for it. It's the conference opener tonight as 3-0 McDonald against 2-1 Bruce, the Max against the Red Raiders. And we've got it for you next on WOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
For the 4th and 2 for the Cards, Chris Cross, Jackson LeMay has it. LeMay is loose. 45-40, 35-30 down the sideline. Already into one of the star 5 to the end zone. Diving is he in? He is touchdown. 51 yards to the house.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
WOGO Sports, let's give a listen here to the starting lineups as they get introduced here for tonight's contest. The public address announcer, see if we can maneuver our microphone down here just a ways and pick up the public address announcer. Let me pass that down.
Number 34, Trace Tony. We have number 65, Daniel Craker. And we have number 66, Jake Blodgett. And we have senior number 57, Thomas Schaefer. And senior number 22, Ryan Popowich. We wish everyone for a good game. Remember to practice good sportsmanship on the field and in the stands. And please take care of our football field here and look to pick up after yourself. Let's have a good game.
All right, our public address announcer with at least the starters for Bruce here tonight. And Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski, Cardinal football tomorrow night on the roads. The Cards at Red Hot Eau Claire North. North, after losing their first one, reeled off 3 straight wins. So it should be a great Big Rivers Conference tilt tomorrow night. 6:35, the pregame like this one here on WOGO Sports. Thanks to Sam Aberle. Back at our WOGO studios. Again, as we mentioned earlier, the Bruce Red Raiders in those red uniforms look like the high school version, maybe the Kansas City Chiefs, the red helmets, the red jerseys and pants with the white numerals and lettering, and McDonald in that familiar white with the blue numerals and lettering and the blue helmets. All right, so the Macs are going to go left to right, and it's going to be Bruce to receive the kick, and go ahead and set the scene. They'll have number 17, Ronan Garcia, back deep. And you get the other number there?
I have not.
All right. We'll see if we can. Yeah, it looks like.
We'll see if. We'll see
22,
if we kick
maybe?
Kick it deep here. We've kind of struggled.
Ryan Popowich. Yeah, Ryan Popowich. Okay.
Struggled a little bit on kickoffs last week, so.
All right. And so we'll look to get things underway here on WOGO as Cale Holm, the sophomore kicker, about ready to get us started here. And there's the boot, and it's going to come to the near side and through his hands and out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. So big break for the Macs as through the hands of Popowich and out of bounds. And the Macs getting a nice break there.
Yeah, that's exactly what we wanted right there. And credit to Cale Holm. Boy, he's just... he's got a leg, and he gets a lot of hang time on those balls. So good kick for Kayla.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get things underway here and see which quarterback we're expecting. Initially, Andrew Frederick, number one, to be the quarterback for Coach Keeple's squad. But, again, if you've got 3 quarterbacks, it's quite a few to go to. All right, and it is Frederick. Frederick from the pistol. He takes a low snap. He'll run to the right side, and he gets tackled, and a good job there by the Macs on defense, holding him to a very short gain from the 6-yard line.
Yeah, looked like Ryan was in on that. He's playing D end, and he was able to get the stop there.
So Frederick goes for gain of 5. It's 2nd and 5, and ran to the sideline and coming back out there. So again, he's the starter. He's their leading ground gainer, but again, Coach Keeble glad to go with not just one, but 2 other quarterbacks. again, I wouldn't call this a full shotgun, but again, it's about three-step drop where he's going to receive the hike, and he will take it up the middle, but the Max defense is there to stop him. And a good job that time. It looked like number 80, Ryan Smiski again.
Yeah, and Miles Flanagan was crashing down from the other side and doing exactly what they need to do there.
Don't have the usual hash marks here, but that was no gain. So third down and five from the 11. So they need to get to the 16 for the first down, or really, as you look at it, maybe the 17. Anyhow, third down play here for the stacked formation. And Frederick's going to try to run out of it. He evades one defender, and then he's going to get wrapped up short of the first down and maybe gained a yard or so, but they're going to limit him.
Just a great, great open field tackle there. It looked like Eli Stepp.
Eli Stepp, right.
Yep, that is tough to do, and he did it about perfectly right there.
I give him a gain of two on the play, so we got about third, fourth and three or fourth and four as they set up in a punting formation. And probably not the Detroit. Little problems with the snap, and the punter gets it off. And this one on the far side, out of bounds, but great field position for the Max inside the 30-yard line. And the punter shanking it, Spencer Hadamaki, the 6'2", 215-pounder.
Yeah, he knew he had to hurry up because the ball hit the ground on the snap, and just you can't get your full leg into it. And we almost got a block there.
Yeah, the Max practically in the Johnson Roloff red zone as we get rolling here and see where they mark it out, about the 28-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 McDonald as Grant Smiski and company take over for the Max. Look out for Dawson Moulton, of course, number 32. Handoff. And he's going to go to the air, actually. He's got a wide-open receiver. And in and through the arms of David Anderson, incomplete, but that could have been six.
Yeah, you know, that you don't see that much out of David Anderson. I know he might have had a little hand in his face or something from the defensive back, but the ball was there.
So from the 28-yard line, yeah, Grant unleashing it, but a surprise, the element of surprise on first down. Everybody thinking it's going to go Dawson Moulton, and nothing doing on that one. Second down now, Smiski with that I formation. This time they're going to get it to Moulton. He's going to come to the near side as they run it left to right and pound against those defenders. But pretty good job on him that time, maybe a small gain.
Yeah, they just kind of they were able to stretch that play out, and he ran out of room against the sideline there.
Let's see, if he caught about the 28 they called, and they're going to say the 27. So a gain of one for Moulton, third and nine now for the Max. So after that first down incompletion, going for the six. But here we go. On a third and nine for the Max with Smiski under center, number one, and Moulton the deep back. Fritz in front of him. Back to pass, three-step drop. He's going to unleash one down the left sideline, and it's caught by his receiver, Anderson, for touchdown. A 27-yard touchdown for the Max with 9:16 to go first quarter.
That's what you like to see. Just go right back to David, you know. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we've seen it so many times, and I'm glad they went right back to him there.
And the Max get on the scoreboard with 9:16 to go first quarter. So if at first you don't succeed, try again, and McDonald does. And now the extra point with 9:16 to go in the first quarter.
What is this, field goal? I haven't seen one of those in years.
The ball down, high snap for Moulton. There's the boot on the way, and it's through. For Cale Holmes, 7-0 Max, back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Bruce on the kickoff return off the boot from Cale Holm. And Ronan Garcia, the 5'4", 150-pounder, one of three quarterbacks for Bruce, we're told, with that kickoff return to the 25. And so helpful for Bruce here, Seth Smisky, getting that little better field position.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yep. I mean, they're kind of backed up at their own five-yard line the first time through. So, all right, so let's see if they stick with Frederick at quarterback. It is Frederick still, their leading ground gainer from the pistol. He'll take a low snap and run it to the near side as they come right to left. And a group of tacklers for the Macs going to get on him. And among them, number 9 and number 40 for the Macs. And that would be Daniel Fritz, who plays fullback, and Miles Flanagan having a busy night.
Yeah, Daniel Fritz just, he filled there at linebacker. And Danny's just having just a heck of a year. He's doing great. He played quite a bit last year, and he's really stepped up this year, and he's just a junior. And
4-yard run, though, for Frederick creates a 2nd and 6. So, again, running right, running left, again, as they go right to left. Again, Fritz from the pistol, runner receiver in formation, going to take it to the right side himself, running. It's just a quarterback run around the right side, and he gets by one defender and is going to get the first down of the night for Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce does a really good job sealing that edge, and linebacker's got to fill, but the quarterback's pretty quick.
He is, and that's why he's their leading ground gainer, and he goes from the 29 to the 42, a gain of 13, so he's got 24 yards on 5 carries already, their first down. And now Frederick again from that three-step drop, and they shook it up on us. Ronan Garcia, the little guy this time, is going to take it to about the 45-yard line before he gets wrapped up by number 17 for, it looked like 17. Maybe I missed that.
Yeah, so far, last two plays, Bruce has been able to get the edge on us. So to shore that up a little bit.
Garcia, a gain of 3. I don't know. Could it have been 14? Nash Winger? I'm not sure. But, okay, 2nd and 7 now. As last time, Garcia, now they go back to, it's going to be Garcia again, and he's going to run it up the middle.
Yeah.
And this is where you keep your quarterbacks / running backs fresh, and a gain of 1 for Garcia. Yeah. So 3rd and 6.
Mason Bussey in on that one. That's a good stop by Mason.
3rd down and 6 Bruce going from right to left, approaching midfield at the 46-yard line. They've gone with the 5'4", 150-pounder. Garcia here these last couple of times from the quarterback spot. So a smaller guy. And now the big 3rd down, see if the Macs can hold here. From their own 46, approaching midfield. Garcia takes the snap. He's going to run right up the middle and get off close to the 49, but did not quite get to midfield. That make it Frederick. So they switched it up on us again, 1 and 17. That was Frederick, and he gets a gain of 2 on the play. 26 yards on 6 carries for him, and now it's a 4th down, and they've got to decide what to do. They've got to get 4 yards yet.
Yeah.
And the clock ticking at 7:47 left. They're going to go for it. Yeah, midfield.
Yeah, I was thinking they're going to go for it.
All right, so Frederick, the quarterback, I believe. Let's see here. Rotating 3 of them in. We've seen 2 of them already. There's the snap. Frederick around the right side, and he's going to do the 50, 45, and he's going to finally get dragged down on the far side. The smacks. David Anderson finally wrapped him up, but their 2nd 1st down of this drive, Seth.
Yeah, they got some room on the outside. There hasn't been much up the middle, but, as long as if you're getting 4 or 5 yards of carry going around the ends, why not?
Here's the challenge. I mean, for the Macs, they basically, you know, it's going to be a quarterback run, but which side and which quarterback? Those are the questions. So 2 first downs on this drive, and now it's going to be Ronan Garcia again. The little 5'4 quarterback comes in relief of Frederick, and he takes it near side for a short gain. He was from the 41. He's got to get to, or 41 and a half maybe, and looks like a gain of close to 5 on the play. Going to get to just outside. I'll call it the 36-yard line, so a gain of 5 for Garcia. He's got 3 carries for 9 yards.
Yeah, he gained more than it looked like, that's for sure.
2nd down and 5 now for Bruce on the move here with 2 first downs. This drive, it's Garcia back in. He's going to go around the other end now and work out the other side, but it looks like a flag is thrown after getting close to the first down. See if it's movement or a hold or what it might be.
Yeah, we could use a break here.
He did get enough for the first down.
Yeah.
And now they're calling the McDonald defensive captain. And it looks like it's against Bruce. And talking to, looks like, David Anderson.
Oh, holding on the defense?
Holding. Oh. No, they're, he pointed the wrong direction because the referee picked up the ball. The referee was pointing it as if it was at McDonald. So they're going to mark it off from that original line, the previous line of scrimmage at the 36. So it's a 10-yard holding penalty, the first penalty for either club here tonight. And I'll take this moment to tell you a proud sponsor, Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. Thanks to Dale and the team at White City Glass. All right, now, that changes things up here. Second and 15, and back to pass. Flushed out of there, Frederick throws a wounded duck, incomplete. But there is a pass, so it's not beyond Bruce to throw the ball.
No, I guess not, but luckily you didn't have much time to do it. We were right there.
Third and 15 now for the Max after that 10-yard hold, setting the ball back to the 44, although I got to be honest, the 36, it should have been 10 yards would have been from the 36 to the 46.
I don't know.
I guess I'll put it down as an 8-yard penalty. All right. And now coming out of there with it, Frederick, number one, he's going to run it back across the 40 to about the 39. So a gain of 5 on the play. But it's fourth and about 8. So 42 yards rushing. Frederick's been a very busy man at quarterback with 9 carries for, 8 carries for 42 yards. But looks like they're going to go for it on a fourth and 8 from the McDonald 39 going right to left as Frederick with Coach Woody Keeble giving him some instructions.
Yeah, this is definitely a makeable fourth down or conversion here for them, the way they've been running around the outside.
Good opportunity for the Max defense to stiffen.
Absolutely.
And now we've got a third quarterback in. This is Nyhagen. He's going to throw one. Intercepted by the Max. The Max on the interception, returning it.
Looked like number 14.
Okay.
That'd be Nash Winger.
Yeah, Nash Winger, the defensive back, the junior, with that interception on the pass from Nyhagen. First time Nyhagen's been in the game, and he throws the interception. So a big turnover for the Max. And both coaches talked about the importance of turnovers. You did earlier in the Toys and Ford keys to the game as well. So McDonald ball from the 36, 64 yards to pay dirt as Grant Smiski takes over. Smiski, the handoff. They'll pound it up the middle for a short gain to Dawson Moulton.
Just kind of knowing Maloney here a little bit, I would expect he'd want to get back to the run game and kind of try to establish that here a little bit.
Gain of 4 for Moulton. Just 2 carries for 5 yards so far for Dawson on the night, but you say you've seen him spring some long ones these last couple of victories.
Yes. We are quite capable of doing that. So.
All right, he's the lone back behind Smiski, and receiver in motion. Anderson's going to take the handoff. He'll go to the 45. No, it's Moulton actually coming from a wing position, and he gets the first down, but it's his longest run of the game. So Fritz was the only running back there, number 9. But Moulton comes around the side for the gain as he goes from the 40 to, they're going to say, out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. So his longest gain and the Max official first down. They scored a touchdown, but without having to get a first down. Is the clock ticking inside of 5:20 left here in the first half?
Yeah, they just Dawson was out at kind of like the slot position and came across and got that handoff.
Yep, from the 48 now, 52 yards to pay dirt. Smiski from under center. Short drop. He's going to rifle one down the left sideline, and it's going to fade out incomplete. Intended for Dawson Moulton as a receiver that time. Smiski now 1 for 3 through the air with the 27-yard touchdown pass to David Anderson. Make the smart choice. Flat-rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more at myssmi.com.
Well, so far tonight, it looks like Grant's got a little time to throw the ball.
Yeah.
So.
And he's got a great arm.
Yeah, I expect him to keep coming back to the pass, too.
In motion, Moulton. Now they're going to fake it to him, and Smiski runs into Fritz. Now he'll roll to his left and fire. He's got Anderson open downfield into Bruce territory inside the 40-yard line. So from the 48 inside the 40, let's see where they mark it. The second completion of the night for Smiski and the second to his buddy David Anderson.
Well, they got in the backfield in a hurry. That play was almost over before it started, but he was able to kind of evade that first rusher. And then,
yeah, let's call it a 25-yard gain. So the 27-yard touchdown and a 25-yard gain, second first down for the Macs. And now they'll pick things up again from the 27. Smiski, pitch out, Moulton. A little bit dangerous there on the pitch, but Moulton able to pound his way closer to the 20, knocking on the door of that Johnson roll-off red zone.
Yeah, that was a nice cut by Dawson. He was kind of going outside, and he saw a little hole, so he cut it back up the middle, and nice gain on first down.
I was a little nervous on the pitch, though. I mean, you dropped that baby, and you got
problems. Oh, they practiced it all the time.
Yeah. Little, as Al McGuire caught, a little French pastry. All right, yeah. Second down. And can you say Al McGuire without saying being old? I guess probably not. Second down and six from the 23. Handoff, Moulton off the left side. He'll get into that Johnson roll-off red zone, now creating a third and short for the Macs. And,
yeah, that's great blocking by the O-line up front, and that just kind of shows you Dawson's toughness, too. Not only can he run it outside, but.
The Macs are in the Johnson Roloff Red Zone. Johnson Roloff, your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com. All right, so from the 23 to the 18, so back-to-back carries creates a third and one. They're trying to see if he actually got the first down, so a brief break in the action and a chance for me to tell you, stick around for the Hy-Vee halftime show, still the first quarter. And but we'll also have the great clips, great plays of the half coming up at halftime tonight as well here on WOGO. And then after the game, the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show and the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap and the great clips, great plays of the game. So a lot going on here in the first of two games because back-to-back nights tomorrow night. Caleb Swenson and his terrific team going to be at Carson Park and Eau Claire as Chi-Hi and Eau Claire North. Okay, so third and one from the 18 now for Smiski and company. And he's going to take it himself and to run right up the middle and get all the way to at least the 16, if not the 15-yard line. So just like Dad, I'm sure, right?
Yeah,
right up the middle.
Yep.
We'll say the 16.
That's how I showed him how to
do
it.
Yeah, there
right
you go. There.
It's a little bit better than the Owen Withy one last week where he fumbled it. So
well, tell you what, that's his third first down for the Macs. Another McDonald first down brought to you by Service Master of the Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. Servicemaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. All right, so a flag before the play unfolded, or what was the deal?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah, they blew it dead right away. I'm kind of thinking
so
we moved.
False start on McDonald. So back him up, replay first down.
All right, so the Macs' first penalty of the night. They'll push it back to the 20-yard line. So 10 yards in penalties hurting Bruce and five on McDonald this evening. All right, Smiski from under center. First and a little bit longer, and he's got Anderson over the middle. Spin move, Anderson still up, carrying defenders down inside the 5-yard line. A little bit short of the touchdown, but a nice play for the Macs, going from the line of scrimmage of the 20 inside the 5. Let's see where they mark it. Looks like the 4. So
yeah.
Gain of 16.
David Anderson running tough, dragging some bodies. That's what we like to see.
Yeah. So 68 yards in receptions for Anderson on those 3 catches. And now moving on here in the Johnson Roloff red zone for your McDonald Macs. Smiski under center. Smiski, did he hand off or did he keep it?
Oh, he kept it.
Smiski kept it and tried to kind of go back against the grain and got maybe a couple to the 2.
Yeah, they had good pursuit coming down the line, so he must not have saw what he liked out in front of him,
yeah.
So he tried cutting it back, and they were right there.
All right, well, we'll hope for a better call this time. That wasn't as good a call, so thankfully he didn't get the touchdown. Not that it's about the play-by-play guy. All right. Clock ticking, 2.5 minutes left in this first quarter. 7-0 McDonald, and apparently a penalty against, because they just I'm trying to figure out what they just did. They just
I see it's
yeah. It was a 2 yard gain, and then they took it like half the distance to the goal. So a face mask, it really functions as basically only a 1 yard penalty, though. It's like the hold was, I guess, an 8 yard. So all right, here we go. It is first and goal from the one or the two, and now we're going to get another whistle.
You know, last week's game, I'm not kidding you, there was one penalty the whole game.
Really?
Yeah, in the own with you.
Wow. All right, illegal procedure against the Mac, so we're going to lose whatever we just gained.
Yeah.
And actually, that's going to be the full. So when you're going toward the goal, you can only give half the distance. But when you can come the other way, you get the full five. And so the Mac's now 10 yards and penalties on this drive are backed up a bit to, they're going to say, the 8 yard line. So,
yeah.
Although, if we were at the two, all right, whatever. All right. We'll go with it. The 8 yard line now for the Macs. Second and goal from there. Smiski, the pass deflected and then almost intercepted. Oh, wow. Macs get a break as Ryan Popovich threw in his hands and out of his hands.
Yeah. That ball was tipped at the line and it went up in the air right over David's head and, yeah, right in his hands. And he couldn't hold on to it. Or not David's hands, the defender's hands. Couldn't hold on to it. Lucky break for us.
Yeah, and again, checking Grant's numbers on the season, he has no interceptions so far, and he wants to keep it that way.
Yeah.
As Jordan Love, I guess, that way for the Packers through the first week. And there's the pass into the corner, and there's like the McDonald touchdown. David Anderson in the left corner, the 8 yard TD pass with 1:39 to go here in this first quarter.
All right. I thought I saw something come out of the official's pocket.
Okay. Well, that's.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So call it back. Call it back. All right. Well, the penalties are kind of stacking up. Last week was too good to be true, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to make up for it this week.
Yeah. It's like one weekend you said the kids were perfectly well behaved at home, and the next weekend.
Yeah, and you know that penalty last week, it wasn't even against us. So one penalty the whole game.
So it looked like the potential second touchdown pass to David Anderson, but a hold is against McDonald again. Yep. And so from the 8 yard line, they mark it back to more like the, well, it's okay. Like the way these holds are, they're going from the point of the infraction. So they're going from, they're going to say it was at the 6 to the 16. So it really functions as an 8 yard penalty from the 8 to the 16. So it's, all right, Smiski now under center. In the 16, off to the right, he's got Anderson. Anderson trying to shake free, but a good job by the defense and a couple of different defenders there, including number 10 for Bruce that time, but I don't have a 10 on the roster, so that's a little confusing there. But
yeah, no 10.
All right, well, the completion, a short completion from, I call it the 14-yard line, so just a gain of 2. On that play to Anderson, he's now got 70 on 4 for the night. And Smiski under center. The pitch out. Moulton on the far side. He's going to turn it. The 10 inside the 10. Get down there closer to the goal line as the clock winds down and setting up a fourth down and goal for the Macs. And see where they officially mark it.
That was a nice gain.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes this play, you know, a lot more doable here.
So a 9 yard run for Moulton to the 5 yard line. He's got 31 yards on the night, inside of 30 seconds left, fourth and goal from the 5. And so you can feel the drama here. Will the Macs get it in for the touchdown, or will they give it up on downs here as the quarter winds down? Smiski gonna run it on the right side. Smiski is gonna be tackled from behind for the loss at about the 6 yard line. And Kyle Whitcomb, a 5'6", 145-pound linebacker, getting the job done for Bruce.
Yeah, that's just unfortunate. You know, I don't know if they just let that guy go, thinking that he's not gonna make the play or if somebody missed a block. But yeah, it looked like it was gonna work.
Yeah.
Up until that point, for sure.
And actually, they're basically even saying he got to the original line of scrimmage, so it was just no gain on the play. So clock winding down, 12 seconds left here in this first quarter. And around the right side, it looks to be Frederick getting the initial carry. And again, that's number one, their number one quarterback of 3 that plays. And we see how it looks like Nyhagen comes in for passing. And so Frederick with a short gain of 5, to end the first period with the Max up on Bruce 7-0. Back in a minute in the Northland on WOGO Sports.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Run by Frederick. The Bruce quarterback gets them out to the 10-yard line as we switch directions now, and that's the complete other end of the field as Bruce, the Red Raiders, trailing 7-0 to McDonald. Second and 5 from their 10. Mark Halverson, Seth Smithsky with you. Sam Aberle back at our WOGO studios. And on the second down, Frederick again, starting quarterback, going to run it. That's the primary, about 90% of the time, that's Bruce's call, is the quarterback running. And Frederick closer to a first down, but not quite there.
Yeah, you know, when they cut it up inside like that, we our defense is just really stout, and we defend well. You know, we've just been struggling a little bit when they run it outside, but that time, perfect example, defended really well.
Yeah, they did. And so I think just a 1 yard gain creates a 3rd and 4. It should be 3rd and 4 from the 11 here for Frederick and the Bruce Red Raiders. He takes the snap, he runs it out of the pistol, and going to try to drag a tackler, but they get him down short of the first down. And again, seeing, oh, all right, well, my correction, I guess. Looked like Alan Minen and Eli Stepp were there, but apparently he did get to the 15 and get what he needed to, in fact. So another first down for Bruce.
There is, yeah, he can just, he's got speed.
And yeah, we've got a timeout. We'll be back in a minute, 11:09 left, first half. Max lead at 7-0. Bruce on the move.
Pillar Bank brings 140 years of banking experience to you in their new location, conveniently located with Caribou Coffee on County Road I.
At Pillar Bank, you will see and talk to people you know. We're not an impersonal corporate bank with lots of red tape. We are a straightforward local bank who knows our customers and does what is right. Hi, I'm Neil Mathwig, and I invite you to visit us, meet our staff, open an account, or talk with us about our personal, business, or agricultural needs. We're local banking done right.
Visit pillar.bank today.
All right, they did not take a break, and Ronan Garcia for a gain of 6, second down for the Bruce Red Raiders, and it's going to be Ronan Garcia again running to the near side as they bring it left to right, and he comes close to another first down at about the 31-yard line and does get it for another first down. So Bruce racking up those chain moves here. That's the fourth first down of the night, and again, quite the mixture, Frederick and Garcia, and again, you can appreciate what they do. It's a in terms of, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken, hey, we do chicken right. I mean, they do the running of the quarterback right, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah, and it's pretty much the same play time and time again.
Yeah. Gain of 7 that time, and now they're going to run, and this time the McDonald defense is a little more stout against Frederick again. So they kind of, the way they use Garcia, 5 carries for 20 yards is kind of as a change of pace back. Don't you agree?
Yeah, yep, seems like that. And, you know, they kind of have two formations. They kind of the double wing, and then they also where they put both wings on one side and kind of go heavy on that side.
Here we go now. 2nd and 9. Frederick, the quarterback from that junior pistol. From the pistol, I should say. It has to be junior. And he's going to take it around the left side, but just smothered by McDonald defenders, and they say, no, sir.
That was an excellent play. Good job getting upfield for our defensive end.
We got some numbers here.
Looks like Ryan Smiski was playing that side.
All right, back to the 30-yard line. Yep. So a loss of three on the play creates a third and 12 now for Bruce, trailing 7-0 from their own 30-yard line. And the run that time, they go with Ronan Garcia, the 5'4 ball player, and nothing much happening for Garcia, number 17, that time.
Yeah.
It confused me. They give the grad years, so he would be a senior because he graduates in 2024. So if they ask, hey, how would you like it? I would like it would be great if you guys put like senior, junior, but okay, yes. We'll do it this way. All right, the punting situation, and there's the boot, a liner, and it's going to be fielded by Anderson for the max at about the 37 to the 40, the 45, and he'll flag is down with 8:25 to go here, first half. And
that was one where Eli stepped there.
All right, one of the players for Bruce slow to get up, and he's on his knees in some pains right now. And taking the helmet off. And while they tend to him, we'll take a break here on WOGO Sports. Back in a moment.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
The 5'8", 160-pound junior quarterback is the one who was down, but he is up and walking off under his own power. When else do you say that except in football, in terms of under your own power, right? You don't even say, how you doing today? I'm walking under my own power. But, again, we're thrilled that Andrew's so key in this Bruce attack, and hopefully he's going to be all right. Maybe just got the wind knocked out of him, I think. Yeah. I always tell you in broadcasting, though, it's not – don't speculate on – injuries, but we always hope it's for the very best.
Yeah,
so.
He looks like he'll be back.
Yeah, he's a competitor.
Yep.
All right, so the max take over after it was a penalty, right? I mean, they marked it back from the 40 to the...
Yeah, it was a block and a back on the punt.
So a 10-yard or... Yeah, okay. So now Smiski under center and back to pack, and he'll fire one over the middle, incomplete pass. But, Anderson was coming from one side for McDonald and also Cale Holm out there as well.
Yeah, it looks like he was trying to hit Cale Holm there, and it was close.
We're going to say a 10-yard penalty. I don't know, from the 40 back to the 30, it may have been longer. You think 15 was the actual? Because they started at the 30-yard line. So, all right, second and 10 here, Smiski, 8:21 left first half. Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski on the call here on WOGL. Grant rolling to the right, looking downfield. He's going to heave a long ball. He's got Cale Holm. He caught it. Oh, my, at the 36-yard line. Cale Holm, a 34-yard hookup and a huge McDonald first down.
That was a beautiful, beautiful catch. And the way he came down and to maintain possession of the ball while he was hitting the ground there, that was great. Great
job.
You got
to put that in the highlights, 34-yard play to Holm for the max as 8:01 left here in this first half. And McDonald now running the ball up the middle and shaking free as Dawson Moulton. Moulton still on the go. He's going to score. Dawson Moulton with 7:50 left in the first half. The max just like that. A 34-yard pass play to Cale Holm and a 36-yard run for Dawson Moulton, and the max lead at 13-0.
I thought they had Dawson wrapped up, and all of a sudden he keeps running. I was surprised. Great run. He did a cut there. That was great.
Fantastic. A 36-yard TD run for Dawson Moulton. Now the ball is down. The boot is up, and it is good for Cale Holm. So Holm caught the pass that set up that touchdown run. 7:50 left in the first half. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports from Bruce.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
With 7:50 left, first half. I'll tell you what, Seth Smisky, talk about excitement, talk about lightning in a bottle. The pass and the run, and that's what I love about this McDonald offense. They can do them both.
Yeah, in big chunks. I mean, it's really fun to watch.
So the 36-yard completion to Cale Holm, I didn't even get that written in. And the first down that goes with that. And then also you get the, no, it was the 34-yard, right, 34 is what that was, and then the 36-yard run. So just like that, Moulton with 67 yards rushing on seven carries. Well, he's talked about his big play potential. He can get the dynamic, and now with the return, coming down the near side as they bring it left to right for Bruce. That time, Ryan Popovich. Popovich, a 6'3", 175-pound senior, tight end and defensive back.
McDonald's doing a much better job on the kick coverage tonight. Last week, we were wondering, you thought they were going to break one, but tonight they're covering really well.
Well, as the Packers have taught us in recent years, you got to have special teams too, right?
So. Oh, for sure. Yep. Yeah.
All right. So the 31-yard line after the Popovich return, 7:43 left here, first half. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky on the call, and good to have you with us, Sam Aberle, back at our WOGO studios. From the pistol, you've got the quarterback, Frederick, back in the game. He's going to run it on the near side as he brings it left to right, but a good job by the Max defense. And there is number 14 for McDonald again, and he's been having his name called several times tonight, Nash Winger.
Yeah, and that was, I mean, they held the edge, and then also Dan Frisch just flew in from the inside and was in there as well. So just that's how that play should be defended right there. It was perfect.
Minus one, really back to the 30. So looks like you have to get to the 41 or the 42-yard line. So we'll call it the 31, but still it was a loss of one. So second and 11 from there. Need to get to the 42. And now Frederick's going to take it near side again. He likes it. His right side, our near side, as we look at this, coming left to right. And there that time, helping with the tackle, going out of bounds, Daniel Fritz again. But was able to get out to about the 30. From the 31 to the 38 or the 39. They're going to say the 39, so we'll go along with the scoreboard. The 63 yards rushing now for Frederick. And again, quarterback right, quarterback left. We'll see if he goes left. He's gone right the last two here. Third down and short. Need to get to the 42. Third and three. He's going to come to the right for the third straight time and say nothing doing, says Mason Bussey, the big defensive lineman, sophomore. He says, no, sir, Mr. Frederick. And he cuts him down for a loss of four back to the 35.
That was a great play by Mason. He got off his blocker, got upfield.
Well, they're going to give him an extra yard, I guess, back to the 36. So still, it knocks Frederick back to 60 for the night and creates a fourth down and six. So what do you think? They're going to go for it?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
All right. They got to get 6 yards to the 42. Again, backed up in their own territory, trailing 14-0. All right, which of the three quarterbacks do we have here? And is it Frederick coming in the near side? The run, Frederick, and nothing doing. McDonald gang tackling that time. And Nash Schwinger among them. And also C number 66, Caleb Leet, the sophomore. So, hey, team defense, right?
Yeah, yep. And speaking of Caleb Leet, he got dinged up in the Thorpe game. He didn't play last week. So he's back tonight, and it's, you can tell he's in there, and he was first team all conference last year, so you got a player like that out of your lineup, it makes a difference.
Yeah. So 17 carries for 62 yards for Frederick now, as McDonald will take it at the 38-yard line. 5:39 left, first half. Smisky under center. One back behind him is Fritz. Back to pass. Smisky going to heave one on the right side. He's got a receiver, and not quite caught there by the receiver.
It looks like David.
Okay, David Anderson, on the far side here under the it was Dawson Moulton.
Okay.
So they're trying Dawson at different times, trying him in that receiver position.
Yep.
It's a couple of times tonight. That one was incomplete. But, again, comfortable with their offense, run and pass, and that looks to be a big advantage here for McDonald being able to do both.
Yeah, and Grant's got a little bit of time tonight, so they've been able to run those deep routes and
stick around for the Hy-Vee halftime show. We got that, plus the great clips, great plays of the half. And we've had a few dandies here on WOGO. 5.5 minutes left until intermission. As Smiski comes up under center with the I formation behind him, the traditional backfield. And here comes a heavy rush on him, and Smiski spins and flags are thrown.
Hold your horses
is
a play.
We got an entertaining PA announcer. The PA announcer usually say hold your horses, but it's a good entertaining PA announcer here tonight. So
I don't know what the penalty is going to be, but I think it was going to be a loss of 10 either way.
Yeah.
They were coming pretty heavy with the rush.
They were. That was.
I'd like to give Grant the benefit of the doubt. I don't know if it would have happened.
Yeah, so I don't know. From the back to the 43, so from the 38 to the 43, so it was looks like an offside. So 33 yards and penalties on the max here. And so second and 15 for the McDonald Max, and the pitch out right side, Dawson Moulton. He'll take it and cut back upfield, and a good gain of maybe six or so as he'll get it third and shorter. There was second and 15. And now one of the Bruce players slow to get up.
That was a really good, tough run by Dawson. You like to see that maybe on, like, first and 10. You know, you get six, but still we'll take it.
They're going to say a gain of six, so it creates a third and nine and another injury situation. We'll take another half-minute timeout. Back in a moment. 5:11 left in the half. Max with the ball and a 14-zip lead at Bruce.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Injured Bruce player still down. And it appears to be number 10 for Bruce. And it's not a player that we have on our roster. So that's unfortunate. I don't know if we could get some help at halftime or something. But okay. And we're getting some help right now, actually. So that's good. 5:11 left in the half. And okay. Landon. His name is Landon. Kind of like Pele, right?
Yeah.
That's one name. So, all right.
Sounds like he just got started coming to school there.
And okay.
They're not really familiar with what his last name is yet.
All right. Well, we got him. At least thank you to the help here.
Yeah.
Friendly folks here in Bruce. So, all right. Set the scene here. It's third and nine. It was a Dawson Moulton run. And Moulton with, again, had a 36-yard touchdown run earlier. That'll be one of our highlights at the half. Third and nine for the Max now. Clock stopped after the injury. Smiski under center. I formation behind him. Moulton the deep back. Smiski back to pass. Spin move over to the right side. He's got his receiver. It's like Cale Holm. And Holm for the first down inside the 30. McDonald on the move.
Yeah, Grant had time on that boot there. There was nobody in his face when he rolled out. And great route by Cale. And
yep.
First down.
He's got two catches for 43 yards on the night. And there's another McDonald first down. It got him down for six on the evening. First and 10 from the 27 for the Max. And Smiski under center. Handoff. Looked like, is it Moulton or maybe getting a Daniel Fritz carry here this time? That's Moulton again.
Moulton.
All right, so Dawson Moulton. Inside of 5 minutes left here in the half. And Moulton on the march from that 27, and it's going to get to maybe just a yard or so. Looks like the 26.
Yeah, he got hit. I mean, I think we're lucky he got the yard on that one.
Yeah. Just 1 yard, so 74 in the night. Keeping an eye on that as Moulton over 300 last week, but still working his way towards that first 100 here tonight against this tough and physical Bruce defense. Second and 9 from the 26. Going right to left. Receiver in motion is Moulton.
Oh, and balls.
Loose ball, and it looks like Bruce recovering the fumble. So, again, it was a play where Moulton had been off in that wing position. And what did you see, Seth?
Yeah, so they faked the handoff to Moulton going across in front of Grant, and then he turned and he gave the ball to Daniel. And
okay.
I don't know if it was in the exchange that it got on the ground or or I think maybe somebody just got a hand right on the ball.
Okay.
But either way, yeah, it was a fumble.
First loss of the football for the Macs tonight, so the turnover game tied at 1. And so now Owen with make it Bruce takes over. What am I? Owen, there's a through the hands of Frederick, and he'll get it. Now, first and 10 at the 23, but again, from that pistol, it's through his hands and behind him, but he was able to recover it. And now it creates a second and long for Bruce as they're on the move from left to right, trailing McDonald 14-0 here in this eight-player football game on WOGO.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. I don't know. Maybe the ball's starting to get a little slick out there. Maybe some heavy dew in the Northwoods here.
Exactly, yeah. It looked like it was a little buttery, if you will. So a loss of 9 on that play, and now second and 19, and Frederick trying to operate out of that, and the McDonald defense kind of teeing off a little bit. And another loss on the play.
You know, I don't want to say too much, but, boy, it really seems like maybe they made some kind of adjustment or something on the defense because that outside run isn't getting near what it was.
Right, and so I'm going to go ahead and after the missed snap, I mean, I guess put it on Frederick, I guess, as a ground gainer, and now it creates another loss of 3 more. So it's third and 22 from the 11. With 3:05 left here in the first half, and the McDonald defense is certainly stiffening, protecting that 14-0 lead. The Hy-Vee halftime show coming up in just a bit. And there's a pass off on the right side. Popovich is going to get it, but a great job by the Macs defense all over him and shutting it down. David Anderson putting the clamp on there.
Yeah, just that was a really good play because if he he kind of shook the defensive back that was on him, and David came in. And otherwise, he might have had a lot of room to run there.
Four-yard gain, yeah. And so now it creates a fourth and 18 from the 15. We'll have the stats, the highlights, and even a checking. We've got the various high school football rankings, area teams that are ranked in the top 10, like McDonald at 3-0, the third-ranked eight-player team in the state with those back-to-back wins, come from behind wins over Thorpe and Owen Withy, both at home and on the road.
Yeah, kind of a long huddle here, right?
Yeah, inside of 2 minutes.
Well,
I think that they're probably thinking, you know, we want to give McDonald as little time as possible.
That is true. Yep.
And delay of game is going to be charged.
Okay.
And so they'll mark off another 5 yards and penalties. And so I've got that down for 14 yards and penalties compared to McDonald's 33. But the max of the one stat that matters is lead it 14-0. And even with that penalty, it's interesting, the delay of game penalty doesn't stop the clock. So anyhow, it's 4th and 23 from the 10. And the referees are going to huddle. It seems like maybe after the, I don't know, it seemed to me, maybe after the delay of game that maybe the clock would have stopped. I don't know. But
yeah. And I think
and that's what they're doing. They are putting 6 seconds back on the clock, so the Macs will have 104 seconds or a minute 44 to deal with. And again, with that aerial attack, I mean, certainly Bruce doesn't want to find themselves down 21-0, but that high-powered Macs offense, which remember, McDonald got stopped in a fourth and goal from the 5, plus they got the 2 touchdowns. So here's the snap and the punt coming to the near side as McDonald looking to go right to left. It's going to go out of bounds just past the Bruce 40 to about the 42 or so. And the Macs will take over there. Clock didn't move. 1:44 left in this first half.
Yeah, this will be a good practice here. A little, you know, under 2 minutes. Get things rolling a little bit here.
And in fact, we've got the next 2 McDonald games because we'll be at home with a Saturday afternoon game against Cornell a week from Saturday. That's a 12:35 pregame and a 1 o'clock kickoff from DeRay. But tomorrow night is Chi-High football. The Cards on the road in Eau Claire against an Eau Claire North team with a 3-game winning streak. When's the last time people were saying that? They're saying it right now. All right, so first and 10 McDonald from the Bruce 41, and flags before this play even has a chance to unfold. So tell me again about this story, Mr. Smisky. You know, your grandkids maybe go, tell me that story about the time there was one penalty, because this isn't that game.
I know. We are really making up for it. That's
yeah. All right, so it's against McDonald. And,
we're not going to blame it on crowd noise. You know.
No, they'll probably blame it on me. I'm used to getting blamed for stuff. So, yeah. 5-yard penalty, so it's first and 15, back to the 46 of Bruce.
Just one interesting fact about Eau Claire North there, Jason Cox, who used to be the coach here. He's down there. He's not the head coach, but I think maybe the offensive coordinator. So,
Having a good time.
Yeah, yep.
Pete Memorial and, Superior, right?
So yeah, we're glad to see him doing well. We really...
Oh, he was a good guy here?
Yeah, he was a great guy, yep.
Yeah. All right, so first and 15 for the Max from the Bruce 46, going right to left. Smisky under center, back to pass. He's looking to heave one deep. He's got a receiver down the right sideline. It hits him incomplete. And it looks like David Anderson, incomplete for Anderson, as Popovich was on him defensively. Well, tell me, how does Grant, love the deep ball? Does he love to throw it?
I think Maloney likes the deep ball. But you know, you got a guy like David, you can do that.
Sure.
And actually there, I think David maybe kind of might outrun Grant's arm there.
And plus, I think it opens up, you know, it's something for the defense to be aware of,
absolutely.
Right? It kind of opens them up, softens them up. All right, second and 15 now, clock stop, 1:35 left in the half. Smisky under center, I formation behind him. And handoff, Moulton. And the sophomore is going to take it back to that original line of scrimmage, getting close to the 41-yard line, running the clock down here a little bit and creating a third and not quite as long. And let's say the... Yeah, I don't know.
It looks like
hard to get. Again, no hash marks, so we're doing our best here. But looks like the 42, really. So say a gain of 4 on the play. He's got 78 yards rushing. Third and, let's say, 11 for the Max. Need to get to... Yeah, third and 10. Got to get to the 32. Back to pass. Smisky over the middle. Oh, it's intercepted. His first pick of the year. And now Bruce is going to turn on the Jets. Popovich into the secondary. Hurdles a McDonald defender. And out of is down about the 40, but a lot of excitement on the Bruce side. That one sailed on him a bit.
Yeah, yep. And it looked like the coverage was pretty good on that one, and he tried to get it in a pretty small window. But you know, it's gonna happen, and that's just part of the game. And you just got to come back, doing what you're doing. Don't let up.
Right. And so hopefully, I know Grant's going to be at the front of this. Like, hey, let's stop them and let them not capitalize here. They're going to be pumped up here. The second turnover for the Max. So the Max now with two turnovers compared to one for Bruce, but the Max lead at 14-0. And they got Nijhagen. He's their thrower, and he completes it to Frederick down the left sideline. And Frederick's going to go and score a touchdown for Bruce. It's a 40-yard pass play. Levi Nijhagen to Frederick, and Bruce climbs within 8. I thought there was 40 seconds at the start of the play.
Well, yeah, a couple missed tackles there on that play allowed him to get into the end zone. So, and that was the first time that they had run that formation. They ran four wide receivers. They spread us out.
Right, yeah, they've been running all night long. And then the problems with the snap, and the Max will deny them a 1 or 2 as Nijhagen gets tackled. We'll take a break. 40 seconds left in the half. Max up 6. I make it up 8, 14-6. From Bruce on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Well, welcome to 8-player football, when a quarterback, you may have 2 or 3 quarterbacks, and the third one comes in and throws a touchdown pass to your starting quarterback. And that's just what happened for Bruce.
Yeah, I maybe that's a little more typical of eight player football.
Right. It's having the athletes out there and your better athletes. And
yeah,
we saw it with Dale Tetrault, right? I mean, he, you,
yeah.
his junior year, he played quarterback when Grant got injured. So
yeah, he would he'd come in and run the Wildcat and just snap to him and
talented athlete.
Mm-hmm.
40 seconds now, and there's a squibber. And McDonald fields it, and then just the hammer was laid on Daniel Fritz. Oh. He got it, but Bruce just, I think, was it number 17, Ronan Garcia? I don't know, but he just laid the hammer.
Yeah. Daniel was kind of vulnerable there because he had just got the ball. And I guess maybe the guys up front, if you're not going to take the ball, maybe
Ronan
block somebody.
Laid the wood to him. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He needed to be blocked. So, all right, 37 seconds. The Macs are ready to end this half, I think. I don't think you get real greedy with a pass here, but now Bruce is feeling some new life. Smisky under center. Handoff, Moulton off the left side, not much doing, but they're fired up. It's probably a good time for the half to come and just kind of pour some water on the fire here a little bit.
Yeah, and we get the ball first, so just start out fresh. And
so Moulton, no gain on the play. Still at 78 yards on the ground here in the first half. So, again, Bruce, the early billing was a very physical team. We're seeing some of that, maybe even a little more as the game moves along here. 10 seconds, final 10 seconds as we head toward a 3-minute timeout. And 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, 14-6 at the half from Bruce. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky back with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Highlights, stats, we'll check the rankings of high school football in the state, various teams that are in it. It's all ahead on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
For the 4th and 2 for the Cards, Chris Cross, Jackson LeMay has it. LeMay is loose, 45-40, 35-30 down the sideline. Already everyone with a step on 5 to the end zone.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
Eventful first half is in the books from Bruce. as the 3-0 third-ranked eight-player team in the state. The McDonald Central Max lead the Bruce Red Raiders 14-6. Max, we're up 14-0, but a late interception followed by a 40-yard touchdown pass from the third-string quarterback Levi Nyhagen to the starting quarterback Andrew Frederick, and then a failed extra point. It's 14-6. McDonald. We'll talk a lot more, but it's time for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue. Eau Claire, you know where it is. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Seth Smiske, give me your thoughts on the first half.
Well, it feels like it should be at least 21-28 to nothing, but here we are at 14-6. We're kind of losing. We're losing in two critical areas: penalties, too many penalties, and turnovers. And that last pick by Grant there, they score on a big play, and that's kind of what hurts us as well, is that big play. It gives them a little belief, a little momentum going there, and here we have a football game.
Very quality opponent, though. I mean, the fact is, yeah, McDonald did get those two touchdowns. We'll hear those in a moment. We've got all the stats ready for you. But, one particular occasion, McDonald did have some penalties when they kind of got bottled up in the Johnson roll-off red zone, and a fourth and goal from the five didn't work. And then later it looked like you're going to get to the half 14-0, but, yeah, the interception, the ball kind of sailed maybe on Grant. You're right, kind of a tight window. We don't have instant replay here, so.
Yeah.
But, and then the fact is, for a team that overwhelmingly, more than 90% of the time, Bruce has the quarterback running right, left, whether it's Andrew Frederick, or Ronan Garcia. When they bring Nyhagen in, the two plays, he passes, and they happen to do it right there. Boom, Nyhagen, 40 yards, and Frederick was able to kind of shake off would-be tacklers from McDonald in scoring.
Yeah, and I was actually surprised they passed out of that formation. They spread everybody out, and we hadn't seen it yet tonight. And it was one-on-one on the outside, and then as he ran down the field, there was a couple missed tackles, and they got the score.
So 14-6 is our halftime score here on WOGO. And let's get to the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details in clip notes, so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. I was just there getting my haircut this past weekend, in fact. So there you go. How's that for vouching for Great Clips? And they had the notes on my hair, and we talked about it, and we won't get into the specifics because you don't care, and why should you? But here we go. We've got some halftime stats for you, starting off with Great Clips, Great Plays. Let's give this one a listen here on WOGO. On a third and nine for the Max, with Smiske under center, number one, and Moulton the deep back. Fritz in front of him. Back to pass, three-step drop. He's going to unleash one down the left sideline, and it's caught by his receiver, Anderson, for touchdown. A 27-yard touchdown for the Max with 9:16 to go first quarter. The first big play for McDonald, the first of three Great Clips, Great Plays of the half here on WOGO, and I could have zoomed past some of the other ones I was trying to bring you. So hang with me here as we'll get to those here during the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Let's give this one a listen. All right, second and 10 here. Smiske, 8:21 left, first half. Mark Halverson, Seth Smiske on the call here on WOGL. Grant rolling to the right, looking downfield. He's going to heave a long ball. He's got Cale Holm. He caught it. Oh, my, at the 36-yard line. Cale Holm, a 34-yard hookup and a huge McDonald first down. And that was a terrific play for McDonald as they go from their 30 to the 36-yard line of Bruce. And then this happened. McDonald now running the ball up the middle and shaking free as Dawson Moulton. Moulton still on the go. He's going to score. Dawson Moulton with 7:50 left in the first half. The Max just like that. A 34-yard pass play to Cale Holm and a 36-yard run for Dawson Moulton. And the Max lead at 13-0. They got the extra point as well from Cale Holm. So talking about doing it all, catching the ball, kicking the ball. And McDonald led 14-0. But again, late in the half, a second McDonald turnover. And then a 40-yard touchdown pass from the third-string quarterback, really, Levi Nyhagen, to the starting quarterback, Andrew Frederick. And that gives us our halftime score. The extra point failed, 14-6.
You know, I just think coming out here, we got to keep doing what we're doing. The defense started to figure it out and was stuffing getting that outside run cleaned up. And offense, we're moving the ball. You know, we had a fumble there and then the interception. So just clean it up a little bit, few less penalties. Let's not put the ball on the ground or throw it to the other team, and I think we'll be just fine.
Absolutely. So we'll take another timeout, a three-minute break at halftime. It's Chippewa Falls McDonald leading at Bruce 14-6, the first conference game for these teams. We've got another one tomorrow night, the first of two in our high school football doubleheader. Chi-High on the road tomorrow at Carson Park against Eau Claire. It should be a great game, 6:35 pregame here on WDOGO. When we come back, we've got your halftime stats and also check some of the rankings in a moment on WDOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Score big and get paid with Better Checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Max Football on WOGO Sports. First of a doubleheader tomorrow night, Chi-High and Eau Claire North. Going to be a great one at Carson Park in Eau Claire. I'm kind of torn. My son's playing soccer, Schofield DC Everest tomorrow night, on the heels of playing Memorial, or son Michael. So North heading there. But, boy, that's going to be a great game, Chi-High and Eau Claire North.
Yeah, I think so. I have not yet seen North, but play or anything,
but three straight wins.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
All right, let's talk about some of these stats here. Let's start off with your McDonald Max. Dawson Moulton, 11 carries, 78 yards, and he's got that 36-yard touchdown run. That was the big one for him. But by and large, you got to say Bruce did a good job with him.
Yeah, they did, and you know, give him credit. That's
yeah.
good running back there.
Your son, Grant, the junior quarterback, 3 carries for 5 yards. Daniel Fritz on one handoff attempt. There was a fumble, lost one of 2 McDonald turnovers. Meanwhile, through the air, Grant, 6 of 13, 123 yards. One touchdown, that pass, that TD pass to David Anderson, and then the one interception, his first in the four-game season, 3.5 games in. Cale Holm, 2 catches, 43 yards. David Anderson, 4 catches for 70 yards. Meanwhile, first downs, I got McDonald for 6 compared to 4 for Bruce. And the max, more penalties, 38 yards and penalties to 14 for Bruce. So, meanwhile, Andrew Frederick, I mean, this guy has been a workhorse. And not only did he score their touchdown, but he has 19 carries for 50 yards. And one of those was kind of unfair, right? It was a snap that went through his hands. He got a 9-yard loss. You know, I don't know. Coach me, where to put it on the stat sheet? I felt bad. He had another 3-yard loss after that. Ronan Garcia, this guy's 5'4". He comes in. And he's kind of your backup quarterback, but he's all about running, 5 carries for 20 yards. Those are the two ball carriers for you. Through the air, Frederick caught the 40-yard touchdown shortly before halftime. Popovich also caught 1 for 4. The Popovich pass was thrown by Frederick, who's 1 of 2 for 4 yards. Levi Nyhagen, how about him? He's 1 for 2, a touchdown and an interception for Nyhagen here in the first half in this contest.
It, you know, it'll be interesting to see if they come out and maybe throw the ball a little bit more. That was their one big play of the night. And last week going with the, you know, two big plays, you know, they scored 3 touchdowns, but 2 of them were big plays off a pass. So I wouldn't be surprised if they come out, throw the ball a little more.
Yeah. And checking the rankings here, again, the 8th player we've been telling you about, we've got McDonald Central is 3rd in the state. Clayton Gilman's number 1 though. Gilman 3-0, and Gilman already they had beaten Bruce handily, like 50-12, and the coach had talked to us about that and said, "Yeah, look out for Gilman." Three Lakes Phelps is 2nd, McDonald 3rd, Clayton 4th at 3-0, then Thorpe, who McDonald did beat, is ranked 5th. Owen Withy is 7th. Siren, you might recognize, is tied for 10th. As well. Meanwhile, some of the other rankings in Division One, not a lot happening in Western Wisconsin there, but in D2, Menominee is 6th ranked at 4-0, beating Chi High here last week on Veterans Night. Also in Division Three, really nothing doing in Western Wisconsin. Division Four, the Baldwin Woodville 4-0 is ranked 4th in the state. Ellsworth at 3-1, ranked 8th. St. Croix Central, 3-1, ranked 9th. Division 5, Maple Northwestern, 4-0, ranked 2nd. La Crosse Aquinas, 3-1, is ranked 4th. And then Division 6, you've got Stratford at 3-1, ranked 3rd. Mondovi, 4-0, ranked 4th. Auburndale, 4-0, ranked 7th. Division 7, finally, Eau Claire Regis, 3-1, ranked 3rd. Edgar, 3-1, ranked 4th. Pepinalma, 4-0, ranked 5th. And Spring Valley at 4-0, ranked 6th. All right, we're getting closer to the second half kickoff here on WOGO Sports. And get things ready to go here. Ready to record our highlights. And, again, Bruce is going to be kicking off. Then Bruce did get the ball to start the game, but the kick from Holm off of the returner and out of bounds at the 5, since they had difficult field position. This is a huge possession for the Max, don't you think?
Yeah, they were charged up. They had a lot of momentum going into halftime. So, you know, the best thing we can do right here is put a really good drive together and take it down the field and put one in the end zone.
Reasserting yourself would be great here for the McDonald Max. As they will take it right to left. And it looks like got David Anderson and is it Moulton? You got Anderson on the near side, number 80. And I'm trying to make out the number. Yeah, it is Dawson Moulton. And it's going to be a squib kick, though, and it's going to be fielded by Fritz. And Fritz is going to spin his way past the 40. So a very short kick is what Bruce goes with. And McDonald football here under the lights, the Thursday night lights, though, right?
Yep. Yeah, we see that squib kick a lot. You know, when you got David Anderson back there, he's...
Dawson Moulton, too,
and
right?
And Dawson, yeah. You don't want to kick
those
guys.
That's dangerous,
so.
Yeah.
Yep. But so
41-yard line, 59 yards from Paydirt. Grant Smiski, the junior quarterback, will lead the way for the Max Anderson out here to the left side. I formation behind Smiski under center. Smiski handoff Moulton off the left side. He'll pound his way forward for a short gain. Gain of two or three. Again, Moulton, that gets him up to the 80 mark, so they're going to call it two to the 43. Second down and eight for McDonald. But chewing up clock, you got the ball. You got a 14-6 lead. McDonald's shown an ability to run and pass both. Again, the one touchdown for Bruce coming through the air, but a pretty limited passing game. Second and eight for Smiski, and the Max on the march from right to left. Handoff, Fritz is going to get it across the 45 to the 46-yard line. So a gain of three for Daniel, his first carry of the night.
Yep, another good tough run by Daniel. And
good tough kid, too,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. Daniel's a football player, no yeah. question about that.
You play fullback and linebacker,
yep,
yeah.
Yep. And Dawson, you know, one thing with him is he always, you know, after, you know, when he gets contact, he always gets like an extra yard on it.
Third and five now for the Max. Smiski up under center, I formation behind him. Max on the move right to left, back to pass. Smiski, three-step drop. He's got Anderson off on this side. Spin move, first down for McDonald into Bruce territory. So the Max on the march, mixing it up, run and pass, and doing it successfully there for a gain of nine on the play.
Yeah, with David Speed, he's able to just run him off so much, and then he stops, turns around, and I think the defender's still going downfield a little bit, so he's got a big cushion out there.
First and 10, Max from the 45 of Bruce, inside 10.5 to go in this third quarter. McDonald leading it 14-6. Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski on the call. Pitch out, Dawson Moulton on the far side. The 45, he'll cut it forward to about the 40-yard line, and a gain of five on the play for the sophomore tailback. Hard to believe that guy's just a sophomore.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good-sized kid, number one, and just his speed is very, I don't know.
Good combination of power and speed,
absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
He's a handful for any defense, and the eight player to have to contend with is Owen Withy would tell you, a state-ranked team, and gave up 303 yards and three touchdowns to him last week. Second down and five from the 40. McDonald on the move. Pass on the near side to Anderson. Anderson, a little shake and bake, and he's going to get the first down and keep it going all the way down to about the 31 or 32-yard line. Another McDonald first down.
Yeah, good play by David. Using, you know, good vision there. He cut it up inside. Thought he had a little more room up there, and he did. And but good pursuit by Bruce as well to help out.
I'm going to call it a gain of eight on the play, getting the first down to the 32-yard line. And that's another McDonald first down brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. Pitch out, and it's a double reverse, and they're going to come around the other end. Anderson going to take it. Anderson on the left sideline. He could score. Anderson, touchdown. David Anderson on the double reverse from Dawson Moulton, and the Max go up 20-6.
I think that's the first time we've seen that play for sure this year, and I can't remember when we saw it last year, but just seems like a perfect time to call that play, and good call by Coach Maloney there.
But you set up and you think all the way, Dawson Moulton focusing, and then David Anderson on the handoff comes to the complete opposite sideline instead of the far, the near. And the boot from home is good. And the Max got it working now. And there we said, an important possession. And they capitalized. That was a beautiful drive.
Yep.
Max lead at 21-6. Back at the kickoff in half a minute here on WDOGO Sports.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Exciting drive by the Max, running and passing, and a double reverse touchdown of 32 yards for David Anderson. And boy, you know David, he had to have some fun running that one. He's a wide receiver, but he got to be a running back.
Yeah, I bet David was thrilled with that. So it's good to see. And David's, once he got that corner with the speed, he was gone.
Yeah, and he went through the tacklers, and now The kickoff, and Bruce advances it out past the 35 to the 36-yard line or so.
Yeah, McDonald kind of squibbed that one down there that time. They haven't been doing that, but I don't see anything wrong with that. Not at all.
Nope. Can't get it knocked off the guy and go out at the 5-yard line every time.
So. Yeah, exactly.
36-yard line for Bruce, so 64 yards from a score, and they're down a couple of touchdowns and really an extra point as well, down 15 points. And let's see if they presume it's going to continue to be Frederick, the primary quarterback ball handler, and he will take it to start. But that McDonald defense has stepped it up here, Seth. They are not being fooled here too much.
No.
And Ryan Smisky among the defenders there.
Yep. Ryan sniffed that one out, and he was there. Great job by Ryan.
Boy, let's see if they give him any. Basically, no gain on the play. So they've knocked him back to 50 yards on the night, 20 carries for 50, so averaging 2.5 a pop.
And then, you know, as we've seen in the second half of ball games, conditioning starts to play a role here, too, so we'll keep an eye on that.
Yep, for sure. And, again, Frederick operating out of that pistol. He'll take it, and he's going to run it up the middle. But the McDonald defense, I mean, they're just gang-tackling left and right, and they're doing a tremendous job that time. And let's identify these. You see Bryce Meyer, number 11, that time, sophomore.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if Caleb Leet's in there or not. Oh, it looks like, just Bryce. And yeah, good for Bryce.
Yeah, boy, just a sophomore, he's a defensive back, but they're kind of playing him up a little bit, so.
Yeah, and I coach Bryce in flag football. Just another great, great kid. And he had really good hands, too.
Yeah. All right, it's a third and nine now after the gain of one on the play for Frederick there. Low snap. He's looking to pass. He evades the rusher. Now he'll run out of that and smashed it past the 40-yard line. A little bit of advancement, but the McDonald defense limiting him, and it's still a fourth and long as they'll put it out to about the 43-yard line.
Yeah, Caleb Leet, he was there. He kind of flushed him, got a hand on him, but he was able to get away.
Yeah. So they're going to say fourth and four. Say fourth and five, so a gain of four on the play. So now fourth and five for Bruce with the clock at 8:16 left here in this third period. Frederick from the pistol looking. Now he's going to try to run it out of there, and he's going to come up short of that first. Oh, he kept it going. Second, third effort. It looked like they had him wrapped up, but he was too tough to bring down. And a first down for Andrew Frederick. It looked like they had him stopped.
Yeah, they did. They had him for a minimal gain, and I was almost going to say great tackle, but he kept running.
They have him out at the 49. So, I mean, he got it by about a yard, so it was a gain of six on the play. So 61 yards rushing now on 23 carries, but a busy start to this third quarter for him as well. All right, and now we've got another snap, and ball carrier Ronan Garcia is wrapped up.
Yeah, McDonald's defense, they're really starting to play that outside run really well, and looks like we might get a flag on that as well, maybe hold it.
Yeah. So Ronan Garcia from the 49-yard line, and there is a flag down.
They're talking to David right now, so. False start, it looked like.
All right, and so assess that.
And I don't.
19 yards and penalties for Bruce. And so back to the 44. And Frederick now, Nijhagen. They've got Nijhagen coming in, and he usually likes to pass, and he'll run it for a gain of two. The first time Nijhagen has carried the ball tonight, Levi Nijhagen, he's had one for two, one touchdown, and he had an interception before that, but a gain of two for Nijhagen, number 16 for Bruce. And to give his numbers, he's a 5'9", 170-pound junior. It's interesting, they list him as halfback, linebacker, defensive back. He's third-string quarterback, too. All right. Now, it's third and 13 from the 46 Back to pass. Nyhagen again. He's going to rifle a deep ball, incomplete, and well beyond where any of his receivers, I guess closest was Ryan Popovich in the area.
Yeah, he got pressured that time too, and I just want to mention that play before. You know, you hear people talk about angles. If you're a defender taking a good angle, especially on somebody that's faster, Dan Fritz just took like the perfect angle to the quarterback on that play.
Way to go, Daniel. All right, so now fourth. It should be fourth. I think that was third last time. Isn't it fourth? All right, let's see. All right, and Nyhagen back to pass. Looking, and they sack him. Let's get the sacker identified.
All right.
Who do we got there? Looks like, is it 66?
Yeah, it looks like Caleb Lee was in there. And
Ray Nitschke's number. Jake Blodgett, too, the 6-foot youngster. I'm sorry, wrong team. Bruce, 66 from McDowell. Caleb Lee, yeah, you're right, yeah. So Caleb Lee doing a great job on that one. And now it's fourth down. All right, well, a loss of 7 on the play. Nyhagen sacked for a loss of 7. And there's a almost partially blocked, almost it looked like the punt. And now McDonald going to field it. Anderson, the 30, advancing on the far sideline around the 40-yard line or so.
I don't know that the coaching staff encourages the way the catch off the bounce going forward like that, like
right.
David did. But, hey, it worked. We'll take it.
And McDonald with a 21-6 lead, 6:41 to go here in this third quarter. Great to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. Do you want to get paid to watch your kids or grandkids play sports? Triple Yellow Bus Company has transported local athletes for 7 decades. Now hiring drivers, enjoy summers off on a flexible schedule, $300 sign-on bonus, and paid training. Call 726-2454 or stop by Triple Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls. The handoff for the Max on first down and 10 from the 40-yard line, and Dawson Moulton up the middle. Chew up some clock here.
Yeah, and I think you just...
Gain of one.
You know, it's only a gain of one, but just keep going. I think one's going to, well, judging by the past two games, one's bound to break sooner or later.
Right. Second and 9 now for the Max. As they're on the move from right to left. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky here on WOGO Sports. Chi-High at Eau Claire North tomorrow night from Carson Park. Pitch out to Moulton on the near side. He'll turn it on, gets to midfield, still going, and dragging a tackler to about the 44-yard line. So a 15-yard run by Moulton, giving the Max another first down.
Yeah, great job by the O-line that time, sealing things off and letting Dawson get around the corner there. And then Dawson, with someone wrapped around his leg, was able to get at least 2, maybe 3 more.
Right, and he tops 100 yards now, 101 for the evening. And so now from the 44-yard line, McDonald with a 21-6 lead, 5:40 and counting in the third quarter. Seth Smisky from under center, a fake, roll out to the right, little dish pass, and he's got his receiver. And it is Daniel Fritz. No, Cale Holm.
Yep.
Holm for a short gain from the 44, and they're going to mark him near a first down. Very close. And you have to go from the 44 to the 36, so maybe about 2 yards short. So a gain of 8 on the play to Holm. But he's got 3 catches for 51 yards now tonight. So a second favorite target for Smisky after Anderson. And the handoff, Moulton off the right side. Dawson keeping those legs moving, and he gets another McDonald first down.
Jeez.
And he advances it all the way inside the 30. From the 36-yard line, he just kept those legs moving.
That was a good, tough run there. That's
Max,
how it's done.
With 4 first downs already in this second. That was a gain of 9. It looks like he got to the 27. He did. And so he's got 110 yards. It sounds like some of the McDonald fans getting pretty excited about this.
Yeah, you know, and this is kind of where I mentioned before, like the fatigue factor starting to play in, and maybe that even with bodies draped all over him, being able to push that pile, that's kind of maybe starting to set in a little bit.
It is kind of wearing to continue to work against a big guy like that. And now the pitch out, and they're going to fake the double reverse. I think that Moulton kept it, and he's dashing around the right side. Moulton's going to score a touchdown. Moulton from 27 out. They tried the same play, but this time it was a fake to Anderson. The defense hesitated, and Moulton goes in for the score.
Yeah, I was, you know, that, I was surprised. I'm like, boy, I didn't think Maloney had run that play twice,
yeah,
twice like that, back-to-back drives, but I guess it wasn't. He faked it.
And so the Max there coming out now to try to make it 28-6 with 4:36 to go, third quarter. The boot from Holm is through the uprights. He's sure-footed, 4-for-4 on those extra points. Max lead at 28-6 in the driver's seat. Still a ton of time left, over 16 minutes. Coming back to Bruce in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
The Max lead at 28-6, and the most recent, a 27-yard touchdown run by McDonald by Dawson Moulton. The extra point good, and the Max go up 28-6. And Holm now the boot, and he's going to kick this one deep. And the returner for Bruce now advancing it to the middle of the field and getting wrapped up and around the 20-yard line is number 16, Nyhagen, the third-string quarterback, Levi Nyhagen. Again, he's kind of a thrower first, but he does run a bit. And so Nyhagen, we told you about a little bit here tonight, 5'9", 170-pound junior for the Bruce squad, coached by Woody Keeble.
Alan Meinen making the tackle on that kickoff. Just really good play, and Alan, he's really improved this year.
First and 10 from the 25 for Bruce, again from the pistol, Frederick. He'll run it off the left side into that McDonald defense, gain of maybe 3. Second and 7. And David Anderson, I don't know, who else did we have in there? I thought it was, but here we go, number... You talked about Alan Meinen. It was him, 28, yeah. Alan Meinen there. So.
Yeah, Alan, he took a huge, huge leap from last year
Excited.
This year. Yep.
What have you seen in terms of this junior?
He's just, I mean, he's making a lot of plays. He's getting out there. He's a sure tackler. And, you know, Alan was always, you know, you just get these kids that you're like, that's a football player there. And that's kind of Alan Meinen. You know.
Second and 7 now, and Frederick again. He's going to look to heave one, and coming back the other way, incomplete. Here's the thing, though. You know, I think when you do run as much as Bruce does, I mean, when you do throw, you just don't have as much rhythm, right? I mean, it's just not. I mean, they are a running team, as that was an incomplete pass for Popovich, and 3rd and 7 now. So.
Yep. Yeah. It's got to be tough.
That's only Frederick's third pass of the night.
Yep. It's got to be tough, and in that case, he's throwing back across the field and.
It was kind of a creative play. I mean, rolled to his left and tried to throw it kind of on an angle over here. But now 3rd down and 7 for that McDonald defense. Clock stopping on the incomplete pass with 3:42 left. Don't forget, Chi High on the road at Carson Park tomorrow night. We got it for you, 6:35 pregame here on WOGO Sports. One of the best in the business, Caleb Swenson on the call here on WOGO. There's the pistol, and it's the Nyhagen incomplete pass as he flung it out here looking for number 9. Spencer Hadamaki is their leading receiver coming into the game, and Max have shut him out tonight, so incomplete pass that time from Nyhagen creates a 4th and 9. So tough call here for Bruce because they're down 28-6, just over 3.5 minutes left third quarter, and so what do you do here? McDonald has reasserted their strength with 2 touchdowns in both second half possessions, and well, here it is on a 4th and 7, and they're going to go for it, back to pass, and tossing the ball down the field, and Hadamaki trying to make the catch.
I don't know if he did or didn't.
I don't think
really,
so. It was incomplete.
It didn't look, yeah, okay.
And Nyhagen was the quarterback, but incomplete on that one.
Yeah, yeah, it was just one of those. He turned around, the ball was low, and he trapped it kind
of.
So
gave it a good effort, but one of those you hoped you could somehow sell it.
Yes, yes.
And
without
so,
the instant replay
I know. Yeah, right. In the old days, right, you could do. So now it's amazing the things we put under a microscope on television. I mean, they just...
They're stopping football games nonstop.
I know. It's just like somebody sneezed, you know?
So. Yes.
All right, so first and 10 for the Macs from their own, from the Bruce 28-yard line, trying to build on this 22-point lead. Smiski under center. The I formation behind him. Pitch out, Moulton on the near side. Moulton, and he's going to carry a defender inside the 20 into the Johnson roll-off red zone. Popovich there is kind of riding him down a la kind of the rodeo style, if you will. But hey, that Johnson roll-off red zone, the Macs are in it again. Your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRollOffService.com. JohnsonRollOffService.com.
Well, yeah, McDonald just starting to get it rolling now. And, you know, and the way they responded after half was perfect, and just continuing on here.
Yeah, and Dawson Moulton after that 303 yards up to 145 now unofficially on the night. Pitch out on the right side to the sophomore, and he's going to tote the rock again and advance himself for that first down. And McDonald with five first downs here in the second half, one short of what they had the entire first half. And the clock now inside of 2:45 left as he gets it down to the 12-yard line. So after the back-to-back 8-yard runs for Moulton, and the Macs from the 12 now. Get our binoculars in on this baby here as Smiski under center. Quick pass over the middle, and he's got his receiver, Cale Holm, getting down inside the 5-yard line. So just a quick little dump-off pass, but getting closer to the goal line.
Yeah, just a nice quick slant by Cale, and Grant was able to get it up and out of his hand before anybody could get their hands up to block it. And
I'll tell you what, no question who the number two receiver is. As he's, we've had 2 8-yard runs, and now it's going to well, I thought that was an 8-yard pass, too. So, all right, well, from the 4-yard line now, Smiski asserts himself. Looking into the corner, and he's got a receiver and in for the touchdown.
It looks like David, but I don't want to.
Yeah, David Anderson. David Anderson on the touchdown, and the Macs go up 34-6 with 1:56 left here in the third quarter. And trying to make it 35-6 in his fifth consecutive extra point. Holm, the ball is down.
Oh.
And this one, no good. All right, the Macs to the kickoff when we come back from Bruce. Leading it big, 34-6 here on a Thursday night on WOGO Sports.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Four-yard touchdown pass from Grant Smiski to David Anderson. Anderson with 91 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns, plus he's run one, so... we don't have a player of the game, but he's making his case for it here tonight.
Absolutely. And, you know, with what he does on defense.
By the way, Grant has completed his last 5 passes, so how about that? All right, a deep ball, and it's going to be caught by Nyhagen around the end zone. He's going to run it out of there. And Nyhagen working his way through traffic, getting past the 20-yard line before the Macs grab him down.
That was an awesome kick by Cale.
Yeah, no, he really got his toe into that one.
Yeah, he did.
And among the tacklers coming out from the bottom of the pile, I'm using my binoculars to look at my roster. This is where my mind is. It looked like maybe Justin Quall coming out of their number 35. All right, so first and 10 from the 25 for Bruce as they have seen McDonald score 3 touchdowns here in the second half to grow this lead from 14-6 to 34-6, and boy, that's really changed the complexion here. And Frederick, the quarterback, is going to hand it off, which is something that they don't do very often.
No.
Right? I mean, it's usually the quarterback running, but it's handing it off to Nyhagen.
Yeah.
And so Nyhagen, kind of that third string, more of the throwing quarterback, but they've been seeing some of his athleticism work its way in a little bit. And there is a first down. He goes for 11 on the play. So only the second carry of the night for Nyhagen, but he's been returning kicks too. So a first down from the 36-yard line. All right, and now Frederick is going to fake it and keep it himself on the far side and get to about the 39-yard for a gain of 3.
Yeah, and that, on that handoff, the previous play, I just kept looking at the quarterback there. I'm glad you were up here. I wouldn't have known what happened. Just so used to watching the quarterback the whole time.
All right, well, instead of the 36, maybe call it a gain of 2 to the gain of 2 to the 38-yard line. So second and 8 from the 38 for Bruce. And they go to Ronan Garcia, and then the quick handoff to Nyhagen. And Nyhagen, and then he lost the football. The Max pick it up. And then the Max lost the football. A crazy double fumble play, and I think Bruce may have recovered it. Looked like Popovich, and then ultimately then Bruce had it. Did you see which McDonald play? It's all the way to the 20-yard line of McDonald.
You know, it happened so fast.
Yeah. Nyhagen.
It might have
carried the ball on a handoff from Ronan Garcia and went about, you know, whatever, 15 yards I'm going to give him, but then he lost it, and then it came, so it is, and then McDonald had it, and that, you're kind of picking it up, but, you know, the whole thing sometimes with the fumble, do you just get on it?
Yeah.
Or you want to advance it.
Yeah.
And then the McDonald player fumbled it.
Yeah, I think you just want to get on it, but as a kid, you want to advance it, right?
Right.
I don't blame him for trying to do that.
And some multiple flags as Frederick from the pistol tried to take that one with 24 seconds left in the third, and the Max leading Bruce 34-6 here on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us on this Thursday night. First of doubleheader back-to-back tomorrow night. Chi-High at Eau Claire North. North has reeled off 3 straight wins, so I've got that one for you tomorrow night. Always a great venue, Carson Park, tomorrow night. 6:35 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Friday Night Lights. All right, final 24 seconds. A little confusion, and they didn't move. Well, they moved it 5 yards forward. It was against McDonald, and now all of a sudden it's a handoff Nyhagen, and he's become a popular ball carrier for this Bruce squad, and a short gain after the McDonald 43 yards and penalties on the night, and a gain of 2 for Nyhagen, so he's got 30 yards unofficially here. Gave him 15 because he carried it, and then there was a fumble, and then, I don't know, what do you do with that?
So. Yeah, exactly.
You don't see too many double fumble plays where a team has it, and then they fumble it.
Right? Yeah, yep.
That'll do it for the third quarter from Bruce. It's McDonald 34, Bruce 6, the fourth quarter ahead on WOGO Sports.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
The Max lead at 34-6. From Bruce here on WOGO, Mark Halverson, Seth Smiske. Good to have you with us here on this Thursday night. First of a doubleheader of high school football as we continue it on tomorrow night. 12 minutes to go in this one. McDonald up big. But Bruce with the football trying to cut this. And Frederick now in the handoff from the 14. And he'll move on the right side. And then the Max again. Some good gang tackling. David Anderson over there. And
yeah, I don't know what kind of adjustment they made or what they did, but boy, the defense is really, really stiffened up.
So 69 yards running for Frederick on the night. Third down and one from the 11-yard line. And it's going to be Frederick around the left end. He's going to try to race in and get into the end zone. Touchdown. So a Bruce touchdown with 11:24 left in the fourth quarter and tightening the deficit from 28 down to 22.
Yeah, it looks like they went weak side that time. They had strong side right, and they just, it was just, he went around the weak side.
It made it look like Nyhagen was going to go on the right side, and then Frederick sprinted in, and great determination on the 11-yard touchdown run. And then a bad snap, and they're going to struggle, and so, again, coming up short. I think they were looking for two, but that one didn't work. So back with the kickoff in half a minute. Max to receive it. Leading at 34-12 in Bruce in the conference opener here on the road on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Crazy play that looked like Nyhagen had fumbled a McDonald player, and I get my apologies that we didn't have the McDonald, but they don't want to really be identified anyhow, right? Because they got the ball, and then they, which was good, but then fumbled it, and then Bruce ends up with it all the way at the 20, and they end up scoring. But again, they struggle with their extra points, and so it's a 34-12, still a comfortable lead, comfortable as your MyPillow slippers promo code WWIB. But the fact is. You know, still, you want to get as many points and limit the other team as much as possible.
Yeah, you want to play a good, clean game that you can feel good about afterward.
And so. Now this kickoff goes out of bounds, a flag, and so McDonald will get good position here. 11:24 to go. Let's see how Coach Maloney handles this. We hope to talk to the coach in the post game. See if we can persuade him. The press box is pretty close.
You know, you gotta credit Bruce a little bit, kind of changing the offense up a little bit. Uh-huh. Running back didn't touch the ball the first half, and then they started doing a couple different things, start passing a little bit more. They ran that formation that they scored on right before half 2-3 times last series. So, you know, just changing things up a little bit, maybe hopefully too little, too late. But,
When you're up like this, you just want to see that clock go. So I got to think McDonald, there's no reason to be passing right now. I mean, it's just like run the ball, run student body left, student body right, student body up the middle. How about that? All right, taking some time here to see if we had a penalty or, I don't know, penalty was the kick went out of bounds. And so trying to decide where to mark it. And so it seems to, the 35-yard line, I think, is where we're looking at. But it's some confusion about the football. So, all right, the 35-yard line, the Max, 65 yards from pay dirt. And now from there, they're marking it out to the 40.
All right.
They punish you if you kick it out of bounds. Somebody's got to check the rules, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, looks like we're still confused. All right.
Now the backs of the 35. Yeah. All right. Kind of embarrassing for the refs. And I've never been a football ref, but I've been a softball ump back in the day, many moons ago. But one of the things they talk about is selling your authority. You have to sell the call. And this was not what you wanted to do.
Yeah, if they would have been, sold it and put it right at the 40, right. You probably wouldn't have questioned it too much.
You don't want to seem indecisive, which is probably why I'm not a good official. All right. Smitsky on the handoff, left side, and pounding of the ball, and he springs free. Mold's going to go. He's into the open field. He could score a 65-yard touchdown. Dawson Moulton. I mean, he ran into a crowd and just burst free for the score.
It looked like about a 3-yard gain there, honestly, and he came out of that. I don't know how, but, that's three games in a row now where we just stick with it, and we're able to break a big one.
Wow, Dawson Moulton, that's how you pile up the numbers. You talk about those big ones. He went over 200 yards for the night on that 65-yard touchdown run as the refs were back and forth from the 35 to the 40, and he got five more yards out of it based on where they put it. The boot from home, and he gets himself back on the right track. Extra point good. Hey, he's hit on five out of six tonight. 41-12 max, 11:13 to go. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports from Bruce.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Sixty-five-yard run to the house, and my stats tell me 218 yards running for Dawson Moulton. He had the 303. It didn't look reachable, right? But all of a sudden, the game keeps going. There's still more than 11 minutes to go in this thing.
Yeah, so, the way he come out of that pile, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was. And so would you talk about the attrition, right, wearing him down, conditioning, et cetera, as one of the talented Ronan Garcia returning in that one, the 5'4" backup quarterback who we've seen a little less of here in the second half for Bruce.
Yeah,
and Coach Woody Keeble. 11:07 left, and McDonald in charge, 41-12 here at Bruce. Got Cornell a week from Saturday. We'll have that one for you at 12:35 on Saturday, September 23rd, 1 o'clock kickoff from DeRay here on WOGO.
Yeah, it's homecoming for McDonald.
All right. Big day, got the big game and the dance that night.
Yeah.
All right, from the 25 now, first and 10, Bruce, as they'll take it right to left. And from the pistol, Frederick, three-step roll, and he'll fire the pass for Popovich, incomplete.
We are we're fortunate on that one.
Yeah.
Fortunate it was an overthrow, because if he catches that in stride, that's touchdown.
So seeing a little more passing now, again, down by 29 points, down by four touchdowns, but that stops the clock with 11:03. McDonald would have chewed up the clock, but Dawson Moulton ran at 65 yards. So,
yeah, I guess can't complain.
No, you can't complain about that, yeah. That's sorry you didn't get to chew up the clock.
Yeah.
Scored a touchdown. And now the handoff up the middle is anticipating Nijhagen. Again, it's kind of a unique brand of football here where you've got a third-string quarterback becomes your main running back, and that is what's developed here.
Alan Minen on that tackle there. He was able to see through the wave of bodies coming towards him and make a good tackle there.
Gain of seven for Nijhagen creates a third and three now. Need to get to the 35, maybe third and four, I guess. Call it a 6-yard gain. All right, third and four. And Nijhagen in motion and running this Frederick to the near side, and he's going to get wrapped up. Good job by the McDonald defense that time, David Anderson. As also Daniel Fritz gets up. But Frederick on the play, gaining two to the 34.
Yeah, it looks like he come off. He's limping a little bit there.
He's had a busy night with a lot of carries, 82 yards he's racked up, and he had 19 carries in the first half, so closer to 30 carries for Frederick on the night. So that's a fourth and two. Need to get to the 36. The low hike, and Ronan Garcia is going to run it, and he'll get it for the first down. He got to about the 37 or 38. So Ronan Garcia, 5'4", 150. How about that, huh? A senior, but a little guy, and some people might have said, oh, Ronan, you're too small to play football. Are you kidding me? I'm the backup quarterback.
Yeah, he's playing a heck of a game.
Yeah.
But it looks like McDonald maybe on defense is kind of just their defensive end sending him upfield, just say, hey, contain here. Let's let our linebackers come in and clean things up. And
gain of four for Garcia on the play. That is the third first down of the second half and the seventh for, I guess I may have forgotten that double fumble to be a first down. And heaving the ball, Nyhagen down the field, and Popovich fighting for it against Cale Holm, an incomplete. Cale was facing kind of toward the defender, and Popovich almost trying to trap the ball against his helmet.
Yeah, and you know, Cale, I don't know, he must have been looking at his eyes and sensed that the ball was coming, because he put his hand up in the air just right at the perfect time.
That was a unique play, and so back to the 38-yard line, second and 10, stops the clock, 9:17 to go. Mark Halverson and Seth Smiski here on WOGO. We got Chi High in action tomorrow night from Carson Park in Eau Claire. 6:35 pregame against Eau Claire North. Nyhagen, he's got a receiver, Garcia, out in the flat, and he'll get to the 45-yard line. So a 17-yard connection there, and now all of a sudden Bruce is throwing the ball.
Yeah, we had a missed tackle on that, and, you know, as a defensive back, you got all that. You're coming in, and you got that big head of steam, and you could really have a big hit, but sometimes maybe you just break down and make the for-sure tackle, and we stop them for a minimal game.
So we'll call it 15 instead as they go to about the 47. But another first down for Bruce as Nyhagen going to take it off the right side for a gain of a couple. And the tacklers over there look like Fritz and Anderson. And the clock inside of 8:50 now. Gain of three on the play for Nyhagen, up to 39 yards on the ground this evening to the 44 of McDonald. As Nyhagen setting up at quarterback, he said Frederick looked like he got maybe dinged a little bit. And now Nyhagen back to pass. Here comes the McDonald pass rush, chasing him around Ryan Smiski, and he'll shake free. And a loss, well, let's see, maybe he gained, actually, from the 44 to the 41. So Nyhagen really adding a lot after playing sparingly in the first half when he had just two passes. But, boy, he's doing a lot more here.
Yeah, boy, we were really close to getting him for about a five-yard loss there. But just shifty enough to get out of there.
5'9", 170-pound junior, Levi Nyhagen. Gain of three on the play, 42 yards on the ground for him. And some more confusion on the field. And the ref says, let's move it now with the clock running. Inside of 8 minutes to go in this game in regulation, the Macs leading it 41-12 from Bruce, the conference opener for the Macs on the road tonight from the 41-yard line. And Garcia is going to go off the right side, on the far side, inside the 40, but still, I thought, short of the first down. Let's see where they mark it. No, he got it. Okay, he kept it going. The little guy kind of loses him in the pack sometimes, so a gain of seven for Garcia, and he's got 31 yards rushing, and that is the 10th first down of the night for the Bruce Red Raiders. Stick around for the post-glass and mirror post-game, the Holly Bovee names you know, stats recap, and the great clips, great plays of the game. It's all ahead later in the postgame here on WOGO Sports. Inside of 7.5 to go. Mark Halverson and Seth Smiski, thanks for joining us. He'll get back tonight and get the podcast up at wogo.com.
Yeah, you got to give Bruce a lot of credit here. They're not hanging their head or anything. No. They're bringing it.
And from the shotgun, they take it, and Nyhagen is turned back. And a loss on the play, and there's big number 70 for McDonald. Mason Bussey, we've called his name before, just a sophomore, but he can get it done on that defensive line.
Yeah, he went flying in there, and it almost looked like he was going to get away from him, but he was able to maintain grip with one hand and pull him back. So good job by Mason.
A loss of one on the play for Nyhagen, back to 41 yards rushing on the evening. And again, from the pistol formation, Nyhagen has kind of taken over at quarterback. Deflected pass, incomplete, off on the right side. Well, I didn't think I'd have a Bruce passer who tried to pass eight times, but yeah, that's the case with Nyhagen now.
That's more times than, what, three previous games or something like that?
Yeah, probably? They had 11 passes on the season.
Okay.
According to wizsports.net, yeah.
Hey, well, you know, why not try something?
They now have 12 in this game, so there you go. All right, 41-12. Well, the McDonald score, if you look at similar scores, kind of similar to what Gilman had done with Bruce as well. So back to pass, Nyhagen rolling to the right. Now running up the middle. He's going to be wrapped up a little bit short of that first down, but there's the big fella Bussey again. Yeah. David Anderson too, maybe. Ryan Smisky.
Yep.
Ryan Smisky. Right.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, good job, Ryan, being able to shed his block and get him as he was
now
coming by him there.
I'm not complaining that the cousin connection hasn't resulted yet offensively, but we haven't had the law firm Smisky and Smisky yet tonight.
No, we haven't, and I don't know. I noticed Kale's getting thrown to more, so I don't know if they're resting Ryan a little bit more and keeping him fresh for defense. And, hey, if you have that luxury to be able to do that, why not?
Right, for sure. All right, a gain of two on the play. It creates a fourth and eight now. Got to get to the 26-yard line. Try to keep this drive going. Nyhagen rolling to the left. Here comes the rush. Smisky coming. He gets wrapped up, and a great tackle that time by Daniel Fritz, who gets McDonald the ball back.
Yeah, good job by Ryan there, just keeping that outside contain, and then Danny coming up and taking advantage of that and making the tackle. So that's exactly what you got to do right there.
For sure. And mark it at the clock at just at 5:36 left, the 33-yard line. And so a gain of one on the play. And so McDonald now up 41-12. And you got to think all things running here for the Max.
Yes.
And back to pass, rolling to the left, Smisky, and that surprised me because I thought they'd for sure keep it on the ground. And he'll run out of bounds on the far side with 5:28 to go.
And he stops the clock. They haven't had it. They're not done yet. They haven't had enough.
Yeah, right. It was first and 10 from the 33, and he got on the run out to gain to the 36. So four carries for 8 yards for Smisky on the ground tonight.
Yeah, I think they were going for another long one to David on that play.
Yeah, interesting. All right, well, up 29 seems pretty comfortable, but I'm not the coach, that's for sure. Yeah. And now in the second and 7, pitch out on the far side, and they'll advance the ball. And still Dawson Moulton in the game. So I wasn't sure, maybe we'd get a backup running back here, but still Dawson with another carry there, a short one for the Max, advancing it. The 36 out to the 41-yard line, so a gain of 5. So that gives him 223 unofficially on the night. Still about 80 yards short of the 303 he had last week. Inside of 5 minutes, though, now. And the handoff up the middle, they're going to pound away with Daniel Fritz on that carry.
Good tough run by Danny there.
Second of the night for Fritz as he carries it into first down territory for McDonald, and their 12th of the night, so 6 first downs in each half on the evening. So gain of 6 on the play for Fritz, so 2 carries for 9 yards. And now the I formation behind Smisky, and a pitch out right side, Dawson Moulton. Coming on the near side, as they bring it left to right, stays in bounds, and you want to stay in bounds, and they're going to try to get him out of bounds to stop the clock with 4:17 to go.
Yeah, Dawson, he could have easily took it out of bounds there, but elected to try to cut it up and got another yard or two, but then they ended up pushing him out anyway.
41-12 McDonald here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, as we see the ball at the 40-yard line for the Max after Moulton's good carry that time of 13, so 236 now for Moulton on the night. And play action for Smisky. He's going to throw a heave one down the left side, and he's got his receiver.
Wow.
And a touchdown for the McDonald Max. An incredible heave. David Anderson, his third touchdown reception to go with this touchdown run.
That was really good coverage on that play.
Do we have a flag?
Oh, must have.
Yeah, calling it all back. It would have been Anderson's fourth touchdown of the night and the third in the Smisky to Anderson connection, but it looks like it's all coming back.
That's unfortunate because that was a beautiful catch by David.
Well, it's a great throw, too, and I think you're in an awkward position of having to have your son. You know, I want to just always say, boy, my son's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was a really good throw. I mean, you got to get the ball down there to him,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, just a great play. Too bad it had to come back there.
Yeah, so. All right, so 3:52 to go, 41-12 McDonald. And the referees are going to mark it all back. I don't know, where were we? We were at the 40, and so they mark it back. It must have been from a hold, right? So it ultimately functions. It's crazy the way, you know, the different ways you get high school and college and the pros mm-hmm. do. Usually, I get used to the pro, right, from the line of scrimmage, pro and college, but high school does it from the point of infraction in a way. I'd love to be in that meeting and hear, why is that? Why not from the line of scrimmage? Anyhow, 13-yard penalty, and Smisky trying to evade tacklers. And he gets sacked for the first time tonight.
Yeah, he nearly got out of that. Got a couple yards back, but still a loss.
So they were from the 40, and they went back to the 47, and he gets back to about the 43. So a sack minus four for the first time tonight. Stick around. Again, we got a lot in the it's not just the ball game, folks, but we got the post-class and mirror post-game, the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, the great clips, great plays of the game. It's all ahead here on WOGO. Check the WOGO sports calendar as Moulton gets the handoff from the 44-yard line, and just a short gain for him of 2 or maybe 3 yards. But chewing up clock now. Chewing up clock. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
And maybe padding the stats a little. I mean, 239 for Dawson.
Yeah, Moulton. I'll take him on my fantasy team.
I want David Anderson, too.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so 3-yard gain, 239 yards unofficially for Moulton now. Final 2.5 minutes of this one from Bruce, the conference opener for these clubs. There's the pass. Anderson and the hook and ladder, and he's going to get it off to Daniel Fritz racing down the right sideline, and he's going to score almost. Did he get in? Oh, he knocked him out at the 1. And a great touchdown-saving tackle by Ryder Rodewald. We haven't called his name all night. A 5'9", 150-pound sophomore who chased down Fritz. It was a hook-and-ladder play. You got it to Anderson. And then Daniel Fritz giving him a chance to maybe score. But he comes up short at about the 2-yard line. And a 54-yard play there.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to see some instant replay on that one, I think.
I don't know how you score that in terms of who gets the – Anderson caught the ball, but then Fritz ran.
Yep.
To the 2. So first and goal from there. All right, and they're going to pound it right ahead, and I'm not seeing the signal. They didn't get in. Okay. Oh, they did. Did you see the touchdown signal? All right, now it's finally. They finally gave the touchdown signal. All right, well, it would be helpful if we had a player's identity on that. So I just didn't have a certainty level. And there's the boot, and it's going to be no good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see if we can get clarity.
Was it a quarterback sneak on that?
It may have been. We'll try to get some clarity when we come back in a half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summers off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Viewing the replay with the student photographer up here. So we'll see if we can ascertain who got the touchdown, because we've got my Seth, what are you seeing? QB sneak?
Yeah, I think that's what.
All right, so the 3-yard touchdown for Grant on that one. All right, it makes the extra point was no good. 47-12, McDonald up to a running clock level at 2:05 to go. And so the waning moments of this one here. And the ball recovered by Ronan Garcia, and Garcia's going to advance it past the 30. And final few moments here of this one.
Another great coverage on kickoff there. They really stepped it up this week.
And weather and the flexibility there. If you're getting ready for McDonald like Cornell next Saturday, they're sometimes going to kick it deep, sometimes going to be short. You got to be ready.
Yep. Kale and his leg, that is quite the weapon. Well, you can see it on his extra points. And, I mean, his extra points look like he could at least hit a 30-yard field goal, I think.
But you'd rather get touchdowns.
For sure.
Running clock now, the final 80-some seconds of this contest. And just kind of finish it up as Frederick is back in there. He's been such a workhorse tonight for Bruce. Short gain off the right side. Just a couple of plays here before this thing is in the books. And we'll move on to our post-game festivities. As David Anderson, again, just a junior. Your son just a junior, but these guys have known each other, what, since kindergarten or what?
Yeah. And, you know, they've been throwing the ball to each other, you know, in flag football and everything since third grade. So, yeah.
It's got to be living the dream, right?
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. And
be able to do this together on a field, the big stage, as there's a gain now, a final 39 seconds.
Yeah, and, you know, just watching it, even at that young
Nijhagen,
age.
Nijhagen for five, yeah.
You knew it could be something special, and it's really cool to see it happen here.
Final 23 seconds, and maybe one more play going to finish this off here from Bruce tonight. Inside of 20 seconds, Frederick at quarterback, running quarterback offense for Coach Keeble, came up a little bit short here tonight. Nijhagen's going to get the last carry of the evening, and they'll take it into the McDonald territory, get that first down, and that'll finish us off. 2-1, final score. McDonald wins it. They go to 4-0, the third-ranked eight-player team in the state. 47, Bruce 12, the Max 1-0 in conference. Back in 3 minutes with the post-game show. Stick around for the post-class and rear post-game show coming next on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-Hi alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Sure. Yeah. The Macs come out on top, 47-12. The third-ranked eight-player team in the state is now 4-0, and we're looking forward to that game against Cornell at Duray Field as the Macs return home, the homecoming game. Again, we'll get to that in our WOGO sports calendar. Of course, Chi-Hi at Eau Claire North, Carson Park tomorrow night. Game two of our doubleheader here tonight and tomorrow night here on WOGO Sports. But, hey, it is time for the post-Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you here on WOGO Sports. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And let me check the time here. And all right, 9:20 in the evening. All right, so let's begin with the recap of this game. McDonald getting out to a 14-0 lead, and it could have been more in the first half. Most notably, they got stopped fourth and goal at the 5-yard line late in that first half. That's where the Macs making a mistake in terms of the one and only interception Grant Smiski's thrown all season in four games, four victories. But then on the next play, a 40-yard touchdown pass from Levi Nyhagen to Andrew Frederick. Extra point failed. It was 14-6 at the half. But then the Macs came out and really took care of business in the second half. Some of the highlights you'll hear as the Macs getting the offense going, scoring those first three possessions and jumping to a 34-6 lead. We did see one more touchdown scored by Bruce, but nonetheless, too little too late. The Macs getting one more late as well, winning it tonight, going away. I guess a couple more after that, right? 47-12, the final, winning it by 35, a running clock, the final 2 minutes or so. But let's jump into the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. Our Seth Smiski is on the field as Coach Maloney addressing the team, the troops afterwards, and we'll escort Coach back up here into the press box to get his take on things as well. But the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. What jumps at you, you're checking these stats. How about Dawson Moulton? Had the 36-yard touchdown run. You'll hear that one a bit later in the first half. Hit another long gallop on a wonderful double reverse play. That highlight as well. 23 carries for 239 yards unofficially tonight. And the three touchdowns for Dawson Moulton. Meanwhile, Grant Smiske also 5 carries for 11, but Grant through the air pretty busy as he had completed his last 6 passes. He was sacked once in there, but all of his second half passes completed. So Grant, who was 6 of 13, goes 12 of 19 on the night, and he had 123 yards in the first half and add another 93 yards on top of that. So you make it, again, like 215 or so yards roughly for Grant Smiske on the evening here tonight through the air. And even had a touchdown called back to David Anderson. Meanwhile, for Andrew Frederick, he was the workhorse, 29 carries for 84 yards for Bruce tonight. Also, he had Ronan Garcia, 7 carries for 31 yards, 11 carries for 48 for Levi Nyhagen, who also did take to the air a little bit as he threw 7 passes, one of them a 40-yard touchdown pass to Frederick in that first half tonight for the Bruce Red Raiders. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And coming soon to Rice Lake, visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. And Coach Mark Maloney joining us now on the post game. Coach, conference opener on the road. You guys didn't have to come from behind to come back hits tonight.
No, we didn't. But we still had to kind of, you know, get these kids going here in the second half. I mean, 14-6 going into halftime. We struggled a little bit in that second quarter. Again, I challenged our offensive line, and they responded very, very well. And I think defensively, you know, Coach Keeble, he is such a good coach for Bruce. It's amazing. He's a great guy. He's a great coach. He's really got those kids going. And they're kind of mixing it up on that counter stuff and keeping it. And that number one is a shifty dude. Mm-hmm. He's tough to bring
Frederick,
down.
Frederick, so, yeah, real workhorse, yeah.
So, again, the defense stepped up, and our offense, you know, I told him, I said, the start of the third quarter, we got to go out and make a statement.
Yeah, with a 14-0 lead, and they'd stop you fourth and goal, so that's in the first half. So that was, again, some of what you're talking about with Coach Keeble. But, I mean, did that throw you off? It looked like Seth was saying, and that was that from the 40-yard line, that touchdown pass, it was the first time they went to that formation all night. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you go up against the run teams like we've been, you know, you kind of, your defensive backs are kind of watching run.
Yeah.
And they kind of fall asleep a little bit. And we're screaming at them about that. But, you know, that's what kids do, right? They're wanting to get in on the middle of the play there. And then somebody kind of screams by them. But, again, you know, hats off to that Bruce team. That's a good football team.
But you guys did take care of business. I mean, we said how the importance of the possession starting that second half. You scored, and then you scored those next two possessions, and all of a sudden you grow a 14-6 to 34-6, and that's a different ballgame.
Oh, exactly. You know, I mean, the kids just responded so well. Our offensive line did a great job blocking out there in the second half. And, you know, my center, Wesley Eddy's one of our senior captains out there, and he was, you know, down a little bit at halftime, and he knew it. You know, he was kind of getting beat on some of those guys. And, again, you know, those kids up for Bruce were quick off the line there. And Wesley just goes, I'll fix it, Coach, I'll fix it. And he fixed it. So he kind of took charge of that offensive line out there and did a great job. And then that's what makes our offense go. And, you know, we got a workhorse like Dawson back there and Danny back there. So
the double reverse, the play of the night, because you've got you got Dawson Moulton, and it sets it up, and all of a sudden to have David Anderson come around, that was the play of the night.
Yeah, I mean, we ran the reverse, right, and scored that first touchdown coming in the third quarter there. And then it kind of worked in our favor when we did the fake reverse.
Right.
And we practiced that a lot. You know, and Dawson, he kind of likes that. He likes kind of hiding the football a little bit. And, you know, and I've worked on him on that because usually he doesn't carry out that fake very well. And so I've been working on that with him. And I said, Dawson, I said, when you give that fake reverse, I said, you got to make it look like the guy's got the ball.
Yeah.
You know, kind of stand back and watch him run a little bit and hide the football. And
he did
that, and he came back. He was just all smiles coming in off of that play. But, again, you know, some of that stuff, we got to try it once in a while just to see if it'll work. Same with that hook and ladder.
Yeah, that was a fun play, too. That was absolutely. We're going to get to the highlights coming up here, the great clips, great plays of the game. But, again, your captain, Smisky, the quarterback, 6 of 6 there in the second half, getting the job done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he said, you know, our boots were working really, really well. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, again, the first half he was kind of, you know, not seeing the whole field out there. And you know, again, my biggest thing on Grant, and he gets a little upset with me, you know, that I'm kind of correcting him because he always has this tendency to throw the ball out of bounds. And, you know, we got these guys flying down the field and, you know, and he's leading them too far out of bounds there. And, you know, I'm kind of getting on him and say, you know, keep the ball in play. So we have a shot at it. Mm-hmm. So then in the second half, he came out and he executed very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Coach, we're going to be with you again next game, 9 days away, Cornell. What about know about them for the homecoming game?
Well, I really don't know a whole lot about Cornell. I mean, last year they had a really good team. They had a good running back there. So I don't know. We kind of concentrate
one
game at a time. So we'll get film on them. Yep. And then, again, it's nice to have a longer period of time here to get ready for them.
It'll be nice to be home. We'll see you in 9 days.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Coach Mark Maloney. Thanks for coming up here on the Cardinal postgame show here, the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Stick around. The great plays, great clips, great plays of the game on the way here on the WOGO Sports Calendar just ahead on WDOGO Sports.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
When you're cheering on the McDonald Max, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
The Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app tonight. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Let's get to some of the highlights here on WOGO. And it would be good if I had the right cord plugged in. Here, give us another shot. Center, number one, and Moulton the deep back. Fritz in front of him. Back to pass, three-step drop. He's going to unleash one down the left sideline, and it's caught by his receiver, Anderson, for touchdown. A 27-yard touchdown for the Max with 9:16 to go first quarter. And that got the Max underway early here on WOGO in this game at Bruce. But another exciting moment as Max scored two touchdowns in the first half. The excitement of a play that set it up and the score back-to-back. All right, second and 10 here. Smiski, 8:21 left, first half. Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski on the call here on WOGO. Grant rolling to the right, looking downfield. He's going to heave a long ball. He's got Cale Holm. He caught it. Oh, my, at the 36-yard line. Cale Holm, a 34-yard hookup and a huge McDonald first down. McDonald now running the ball up the middle. And shaking free as Dawson Moulton. Moulton still on the go. He's going to score. Dawson Moulton with 7:50 left in the first half. The Max just like that. A 34-yard pass play to Cale Holm and a 36-yard run for Dawson Moulton. And the Max lead at 13-0. But, of course, before the half was officially there, taking advantage of a turnover, getting the ball at the 40-yard line, and they got a touchdown pass from Nyhagen to Frederick Bruce did, and McDonald went to the locker room at halftime with a 14-6 lead. But then in the second half, they had some more excitement in store for us, including this play here on WOGO. Pitch out, and it's a double reverse, and they're going to come around the other end. Anderson going to take it. Anderson on the left sideline. He could score. Anderson, touchdown. David Anderson on the double reverse from Dawson Moulton, and the Max go up 20-6. That was a really exciting play. I thought it was kind of the play of the night. It may have set up another touchdown, but it was because of that play, Seth Smiski.
Yeah. Great call by Coach Maloney there.
And, again, they weren't done, though, for the evening, as that one set up a later score. Certs himself looking into the corner, and he's got a receiver and in for the touchdown.
It looks like David, but I don't want to.
Yeah, David Anderson. David Anderson on the touchdown, and the Max go up 34-6 with 1:56 left here in the third quarter. So, again, some of our great highlights in this contest tonight. We can try to see if we can unearth another one here on WOGO. Let's give it a shot. You don't want to seem indecisive, which is probably why I'm not a good official. All right. Smiski on the handoff, left side, and pounding of the ball, and he springs free. Moulton's going to go. He's into the open field. He could score a 65-yard touchdown. Dawson Moulton. I mean, he ran into a crowd and just burst free for the score. Seth Smiski, a lot of excitement tonight in these great clips, great plays of the game here as the Max win at 47-12.
Yeah, just, it was a really good, complete win there. You know, the kickoff. Coverage was good. There's a few hiccups, but they don't. This team is resilient. You know, they've been down. Things weren't looking. You know, maybe a little disheartened at half because you feel like maybe you should be winning by more, and it's 14-6, and they come right out after half and push it down the field and score a touchdown. So, you know, that shows that this team can handle that, and I think that'll be very beneficial Looking ahead here.
You play them one at a time. This is the conference opener. So, again, it didn't go to their heads. Hey, being ranked third in the state, go for it. They've climbed up with those previous come-from-behind wins. But now 9 days until homecoming, hosting Cornell.
Yeah, and kind of like Coach Maloney, I don't know a lot about Cornell. They had a really good running back last year, but he did graduate. So they have been getting beaten by some bigger margins. So.
But you got to take care of business.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't, and especially on homecoming where there's a lot of distractions and things like that, you know, you got to try to stay focused and just come out and play your game.
There we go. All right, on that WOGO Sports calendar, tomorrow night, Chi-High against Eau Claire North, riding a three-game winning streak. That's at Carson Park, 6:35 pregame tomorrow night with Caleb Swenson and his talented crew. So be listening for that one. We'll get a podcast of this up at WOGO.com. Our thanks to Sam Aberle, doing a fantastic job back at our WOGO studios. Thanks, Seth, so much to you for joining me on the broadcast. And thanks to all the fans who made the drive. We'll get the podcast up again after 10 o'clock. I got the green light back at the station. Something tells me I'm going to be late by the time I get back there. So, again, thanks to all of our advertisers who them recognized on the way out. Please do patronize them. Without them, we absolutely could not be here in Bruce calling this one for you tonight. A McDonald win, their fourth this season with no defeats, 47-12 winning at Bruce, the conference opener here on WOGO Sports. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. Good night.
WOGO.
McDonald, Max Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Johnson Roll-Off Service, Service Master, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, and by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, and by Nicolet Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, by Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO Max, your sports station.